Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
Welcome everybody to the show, you dig? Get the background music crunk up right here. Yeah, that's the homie Blends. That's the instrumental to that dance I from the Team Stress. Welcome everybody to the show. 347-934-0966. Once again, 347-934-0966. All right, episode 123. It's gonna be some controversy tonight, people. For the most part, let me go ahead and just break down the way the show works, and everything, for those people who might not have never called the show or anything like that. I'm going to get all that out of the way. You feel what I'm saying? Here we go. All right, so K100 Internet Radio is, of course, a subsidiary of Chainless Entertainment. We do music around these parts, you dig? With that being said, if you're an artist or you know anyone that's an artist that would like to send music to the show, or if you have any suggestions about K100 Internet Radio, or if you have a topic of discussion that you would like maybe brought up on the show, the email address to the show is k100radio@gmail.com. The letter K, the number 100, the word radio. k100radio@gmail.com. All right? That's how you get in contact with us. If you're an artist or you know anybody that's an artist and you're suggesting that they send music to K100 Radio, make sure it's urban music. We don't play hard metal or country or rock, but we do spin rap, hip-hop, R&B, some pop if it's hot, some spoken word. Don't make that too long. Just make sure it's good. If it's whack, well, you know what you do with shit, right? You flush it, all right? So, k100radio@gmail.com. That's the email address for the show to get your music played, send an MP3 format, or if you got suggestions or feedback about the show. Once again, all feedback about the show, all feedback, good or bad, about the show is highly appreciated. I read every single email that comes, no matter what it's about. If it's a suggestion, I've actually, some of the shows out of 100 episodes, you can think I thought of probably about 100 of them, and 20 of them were suggestions, you know, or variations of suggestions. So, if it's something that you really want me to come on here and keep it 100 about, and you want to hear some real, straight up, uncensored, unfiltered dialogue, with some grown people, how people really talk about it, send your suggestion to k100radio@gmail.com. I may take it and spin it a little bit and run with it, but I guarantee you, if you send it to me some kind of way, I'll infuse it into one of the shows, and I'll let you know when I do it, all right? So by all means, send your music and send your ideas to k100radio@gmail.com, all right? 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. I want to remind everybody that we're on Facebook, we're on MySpace, and we're on iTunes, all right? MySpace.com/K100Radio. On Facebook, do a search for us, because it's K100 and some numbers after it, I don't know. Just do a search for K100 Radio. When you see the middle finger, that's us. That's the logo, in case you didn't know. Middle finger up. And also, we're on iTunes as an official podcast in the iTunes store, and that is the best way to get the MP3 version of the show if you can't listen to us live. Once again, we air live from 8 to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursdays, all right, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern time. That's 7 to 9 in the Bay for my people back home. You know, in the West Coast, that's 3-hour time difference, so that's like 5 o'clock in the afternoon. You feel what I'm saying? So it's a lot of times people are home from work. They just getting home. They're getting the kids together. They can't really tune in. But you can always catch a replay of the show by going to the official website, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. Or you can go to the iTunes store. And if you have iTunes on your computer, if you have like an iPhone or you use any kind of Apple software, if you've got an iPad, iPod, anything, you know what iTunes is. You know what the iTunes store is. We're an official podcast. Just go to the podcast section. Do a search for K100 Radio. You'll see the middle finger up. Hit subscribe. Totally free service. Doesn't cost you anything. I use it myself. That's how I get the show on my iPod. And that's how I take it on the road with me, all right? So it's the best way to get the show. It automatically updates your phone or your app or your whatever you're using for iTunes. It automatically downloads the last episode automatically once it's available, as soon as you launch the software, if you subscribe to it. It's the best thing smoking if you want to get these shows on the MP3 format. All right, do that. Do it now. Once again, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. You're rocking with K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. Thanks, everybody, for tuning into the show. Got some controversy tonight. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. When these lines start filling up and these people start popping off and I start popping off, it's going to get live. It's a must hear. You might want to text your friends or your baby mama, your baby daddy, goddammit, get them on deck. I'm going to read the synopsis of the show. Episode 123. Child support. Yes, baby. Child support. Yeah. A broken system. For those of y'all that's on the phone lines, or those of y'all listening to me out there via the internet, I do a breakdown of each and every one of my shows, a synopsis, if you will, is what is the technical term for it. And I read them, I send them out text message, send them out on Facebook, MySpace, however. And it's a breakdown of what I'm going to be talking about on the show today. And so I'm going to go ahead and read this one that I got for you right now. For this particular show, for episode 123. All right? Pay attention. Now, before I start this synopsis, I want to say that people should take care of their kids. Once a freaking again, people, men and women, should take care of their kids. Okay, now that's out the goddamn way. Child support is fucked up. There are so many reasons that child support is a broken system. It is kind of hard to even pick where to begin. I'm reading now. Child support is supposed to make a true deadbeat parent. Notice, I didn't say deadbeat dad. I said deadbeat parent. Because people like to use deadbeat dad in terms of child support as if motherfucking women can't be deadbeat mamas. Bitch, if you go to the club 4 nights a week and your goddamn mama always watching the goddamn baby and they call your motherfucking mama, your grandmama mama, bitch, this song is for you. All right? See, nobody's getting off tonight on K100 Radio. All right? Nobody's getting away with nothing. Not no deadbeat nigga or no deadbeat woman. All right? Child support is supposed to make a deadbeat parent that never does anything for a child. Take some sort of financial responsibility. That's all it can do is it can't make you be a good dad. It can't make you be responsible. All it can do is make you pay money, take a financial responsibility. All right? But somehow, it has turned into a way to make angry women, for the most part, angry women, quote unquote, hit a man where it hurts, which is in his pocket. All right? To me, this is total fucking bullshit. First of all, money does not constitute being a good parent. Once again, money does not constitute being a good parent. No amount of money can replace the time spent with a child and the love that you show them. All right? When I say that, I mean, I could be the brokest nigga on the planet, and my kids can love the ground I walk on. All right? If my kids know I love them, any amount of money I'm paying or any amount of money I'm not paying won't change that. I guarantee. That's the first part. And I'm going to elaborate for everybody that's raising their hand. No amount of money can replace the time spent with a child and the love you show them. Next, the amount of money should not be wasted on should not be based on what a man makes or a person makes, a parent makes. Once a fucking again, the amount of money in child support should not be based on what a man makes. A man makes what a man makes. It doesn't, if you're a millionaire, it doesn't take $100,000 a month to take care of any child, not to provide needs. Even if you could, if you want to go extravagant, it doesn't take that much money per month to take care of any child. So I don't give a fuck if he's a fucking billionaire. I don't give a shit. Okay? If the child wants to live the billionaire life and the billionaire life of the billionaire parent, the child needs to live with said billionaire parent. If the other motherfucking goddamn billionaire parent, if the other parent ain't a billionaire and they live with that parent, then they live the way that parent lives. When they come visit the billionaire parent, they got all the billionaire shit. Of course, college is going to be paid for, health care, all these things. But to give a motherfucking another ex-spouse hundreds of thousands of dollars a month just because they fucked you however many years ago is fucking retarded. Oh, I'm just getting started, motherfuckers. Keep raising your hands. Keep raising them. I ain't done yet. If I make millions of dollars, that doesn't mean it takes millions of dollars to raise a damn child. Next. Going to jail or getting your license suspended is an absolute fucking retarded slap in the face of some parents. Some parents can hit hard times and fall short. Unemployment is rampant. Businesses are closing. Shit happens. It's an absolute slap in the face when a judge says that what your child is worth, and say you lose your job or you make a career change and you can't pay the amount that the judge said that you should pay, then you go to jail or you can't drive now because you can't pay a set amount of money in child support. Where else in society does that happen except probation? Probation is the only other part of society where if you don't pay something, you go to jail. If you don't pay your bills, you don't go to jail. Right? If you don't pay, you go to jail. If you're in jail, you can't make money. If you can't drive, you can't go to fucking work. If you can't drive, you can't even go out and look for a fucking job. Who the fuck made that idea? What brain surgeon somewhere thought about suspending a motherfucker license because he can't pay child support? Now, disclaimer. This is not for motherfuckers who don't do shit whatsoever. Alright? But this the system does not discern. It doesn't break it down. It doesn't care what the mitigating circumstances is. It doesn't care. Once you're in the system, if you don't pay that fucking money, your ass is going down if it lapses too long. It's just the way shit is. No matter what the circumstances, you could be a parent who don't have a job or whatever, but still go pick your kid up after school every day, spend time with him to somebody, whoever gets off work, whatever. You can do that every single fucking day. Your kid can worship the ground you walk on, but if you owe legal child support and you can't pay that fucking money, your ass is going, at some point, going to get locked the fuck up, and your license is going to get suspended, at least in the state of Georgia now. For everybody who's listening to me out there, www.world, for those of you on the phone line to call 347-934-0966, if you live in a state where it's different, okay, I live in Georgia, that's the way it is. I'm broadcasting to you live from Atlanta, Southside, Clayco. I go on. That basically means that you're calling a person a criminal just because they don't have any money. Once again, Once again, you are treating a person, a parent, like a criminal. Criminals, parents of, that abuse kids, they go to jail. Okay. People who harm other, they go to jail. Where else in society do you go to jail for being fucking broke? Where else? If you don't have the money, you're not going to pay it. If you got the money, you're going to pay it. But if you don't have the money, you're still going to jail. Backed up. Get out. Try paying. Try hustling it up. It don't stop. If you prove that you just got fired or got laid off, unemployment don't stop. Unemployment keep going. You got to come up with the fucking money. You can't go down to unemployment. You can't go down to child support, show them an unemployment stub right then, and they stop it, and they put it on pause. Well, he ain't got no job. He ain't got no money. Let's hold on for no. Oh, contraire, mon frère. Don't work like that. Got to get a judge. Got to get a hearing. And if it's been within a certain lot of times, you don't get no hearing. So, this is where we treat parents, some parents who can't afford to pay, like criminals, because they don't have any fucking money. That's fucking stupid. All right. So now you know how I feel about it. Here are the questions. Do you pay or receive child support? Which one? If so, do you think the amount that you pay / get is fair? If you're getting it, more than likely you're going to say yeah. If you're paying, more than likely you're going to say no. Do you think the current... wait a minute, one more time before I even go any fucking further. One more fucking... Before I go any further, with all you people raising your hands on the phone line, I am on child support, okay? I pay child support. What I pay, what I'm set to pay, you feel me, was not overly ludicrous. I'm one of the quote unquote lucky ones. You feel what I'm saying? I'm on state ordered child support for one of my children, and I pay child support to my other child's mom, which was an amount that we set up together. We agreed on it. And the money goes when I get a paycheck. All right? That's it. No hassles. If I fall on hard times, I'm unemployed, I don't got the money, I don't got to worry about having a build up, you know what I'm saying? I don't have to worry about the added pressure with that particular parent. That's why that particular parent might get more out of me when I got it. They might get extra and other ones not. I don't give a fuck who think it's right or wrong. Eat a dick. Keep raising your hands. I'll be there in a minute. Do you pay or receive child support? If you do, the amount that you pay or get, is it fair? Do you think the current child support system needs to be fixed? And if so, how would you fix it? What would you change about child support and wherever it is that you're at? Do you think people should go to jail if they can't pay child support? Not they just don't want to, but they can't. Keyword, can't. Not don't want to, can't, don't have it. Again, the system doesn't give a fuck if you don't have it. Fuck what you can't do. Your ass is going to get locked up. And your license is going to get suspended. No, fuck if you can, if you can't. Not like you got it and you won't give it, but you don't have it. Don't matter. You're going down. Do you think child support is set up in favor of women and against men? We'll see how many answers I get on that one. I think if we cut child support out altogether, unless you was married to whoever it is you're trying to get child support from, I think it'll cut down on a lot of social issues. Would you agree? All these women and men having these unwanted babies on welfare, child support, food stamps, a lot of shit going on. If they knew for a fact that if that motherfucking nigga wasn't their husband, you ain't getting a motherfucking goddamn dime. Some of these hoes will stop fucking so much. Some of these niggas will start strapping up more. people be more careful. Yeah. And bitches stop sitting at home using their child support money to get their hair and nails done. Also, do you agree with that assessment? It's a question, a general question. So I want to make it mandatory that child support is only used for things for a child. The child that is paid for, not you got one rich nigga, so you get a lot of child support out of this nigga and using it to take care of the other motherfucking bastard child, bitch. I got a problem with that. And not for anything else. Is that too much to ask? 347-934-0966 is the number to dial into the show. A lot of people might not like my particular stance on this subject. I frankly don't give a shit. Like I said, I'm a parent. I pay child support for two kids. You feel what I'm saying? It is what it is. Am I bitter? No. I mean, I'm not. People might hear this show and think I'm just bitter. You feel what I'm saying? But it's not about me being bitter. It's just about fair and unfair. All right? You feel what I'm saying? Fair and unfair. I'm getting ready to go to the phone lines in a second. I see you, private caller. I see you, 248. I see you, 361. I see you, 404. I see you, 850. All right? Coming down that line just like that. With my last statement, this is what I would do. And I'm asking everybody on the caller. This is what I would do to fix child support. All right? First and foremost, what Blissom would do, the same way that you can only use a food stamp card to get motherfucking food, when motherfuckers pay child support, it can only be used to pay things that is pertinent to the child. It should never be in the form of any kind of cash or card that can be used for anything. Now, I know people can say, well, they could just get the money, some other kind of money, and just swap it out. But listen, that means she got to work to get the other kind of money. See, this will stop all the motherfuckers that sit around and don't do shit but live off their motherfucking goddamn child support. You feel what I'm saying? See, those motherfuckers, they gonna have to get a job, some kind of job, bitch. You got to do something if you want to go to the club, if you want to ride that nice car, if you want to get your hair done, if you want to eat at that fancy restaurant, if you want to drink that liquor, get that blunt, get that weed, bitch, whatever it is, if it's not a food item or a utility, I don't even know if I want to put utilities in that motherfucker. If it's not a food item or a clothing item of clothes, and you're gonna have to set up where the car can be used in certain items. Like, you know, if you try and go to the counter with a food stamp card and try to pay for a pair of jeans with it, it's not gonna motherfucking work. Same shit. Can't pay for nothing but clothes, and not adult clothes, children's clothes, with this motherfucking card. Don't work nowhere else. It's all to work for. But that's all children need. Clothes, food, shelter. That's it. Can't use it for nothing else. That's real doable. If they can make a food stamp card only work for food, I know fucking well they can make the child support card only work for fucking child support. That's just one thing. That's one thing I changed. First caller, private caller, what's happening?
Hi, Blissom.
What's going on? This is Ruby?
Yeah.
You sound really sick. Why are you calling the show if you sound so sick?
Because I like the topic.
I'm going to make your call short and sweet.
Okay, right? Good. Okay.
All right. I'm going to make your call short and sweet because you need to rest. All right?
Okay.
I'm glad I got you up first. You pay or receive child support?
Yeah.
You do. Receive?
Yeah. I get child support. Yeah, go ask Naina.
Do you think it's fair?
Yeah, it's more than fair. I don't believe in it.
Why do you get it then?
Because she put herself on child support.
Why?
I guess that's what she thought that would be best.
Okay.
Before she thought that I was going to do it, but I wasn't going to do it.
Okay. So you don't, why don't you believe in child support?
Because I feel like that if you take care of your kid, then, I mean, there's no need for you to be on child support.
Uh-huh. All right. Now, do you think the current child support system is fair?
No. No. I don't.
Okay.
It's bullshit.
What would you change about it?
Like, you said it very well. They need to make it into a card like they do the food stamp card.
Uh-huh. I think it does come on a card. The problem is,
yeah, it does. Like in Texas, it does. It comes on the food stamp card actually in Texas.
But the
card
can be
used. Panic.
That's what they got here. But the card can be used for more than just. It can be used like cash. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you can go because now they have it. I passed by a Rainbow, and they said it accepts EBTs. They now accept EBTs, TANF cards.
Right. So you can use it for more than that right now the way it was. I want to make it where you can only use it
for kids stuff. Yeah,
only kids shit. If it's not kids shit, you absolutely cannot use it. Do you think people should go to jail if they can't pay child support? Not won't or don't, just can't. They don't have a job.
But no.
Right now, it doesn't matter if you have a job or not. If you already got a set amount of child support and you can't pay it, if you go so long and don't find a job, it doesn't matter. You still can get a warrant put out and your license suspended. Do you think that is right?
No, that's not right. That's bullshit.
Okay. Even
my mom said, my mom just said that's BS. She didn't say bullshit, but she said that's BS.
Okay. Do you think if we cut out child support altogether from people, unless you were married, which means unless you got a child from your ex-husband or ex-wife that you can't get child support from them, what kind of effect do you think that will have? Do you think that will have a positive effect or a negative effect?
It could go either way. It all depends on which side has so much stupidity. Go either way.
But see, the problem is the stupidity can be in a parent, but that's why we're supposed to have a system in place that when people get stupid, like when people do stupid crimes, they go to jail. But the system is supposed to kill the stupidity, but the system feeds into the stupidity.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying?
I do believe in what you said, that if the only way you can get child support if y'all are married.
Right.
I do believe that part.
Yeah, if the only way you can get child support is if you wasn't married, you can't get a motherfucker with child support.
Right.
But you had that motherfucker baby out of wedlock.
Yeah, I know so many people.
You should have been more responsible and rethought that whole situation. Now it's on you. People are going to say that's absolving the parent, the male of responsibility. But if you have that, everything has a deterrent. You feel what
right.
I'm saying? Everything
yeah.
is you have to have deterrent. You feel what I'm saying? I've had this same discussion on other shows and people just went at me. I'm like, yo. Half the fucking bastard kids out here right now wouldn't be here if that law was in place. Because these motherfuckers would either have an abortion or not have sex or be on birth control, whatever. But getting pregnant would be terrifying to a motherfucker if they know. And they ain't going to get no financial help from the other motherfucker unless you was married.
That's
or people would just get more marriages would happen.
Yeah, because a lot of people in my a lot of women in my family, some of them, in my family, I'm not going to say a lot of them, but some of them in my family, they're young, and they basically live off of that child support check.
I know, yeah.
And, like, I see my little cousins and stuff like that running around here all nappy, you know, their mom's all G'd up, but then they walking around mixed, you know, clothes that don't fucking match, all this other stuff.
Right, right. I also think, by the way, you can't get child support unless your motherfucking ass is at work.
But see, that's how it is. That's how it is in Texas. Because if you're on TANF, they put you through classes, and you can be on it for so long without having a job.
Okay. Just making sure. Some places like that. Some places not. I got a lot of people on the phone lines. Let me get past these questions. What else? Oh yeah. Well, no. That was it. That was the last question. You feel me?
But anybody wants to have a baby when I get out, I don't believe in child support.
I want you to stop having babies. What the hell's wrong? You got no kids.
One more.
I hope you're feeling better.
Yeah, I am. I've got everything. Everything's out of me, all the tubes and stuff. And so hopefully next week I can go home.
All right. Well, get better, all right?
All right.
Thanks for calling. All right.
All right.
Next caller, Jenna. And then I got 248. Jenna, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on? Thanks for calling the show. Episode 123. Child support, a broken system. That's what we're talking about here on K100 Internet Radio tonight. Jenna, do you pay or receive child support?
No, neither.
Neither? Okay. You do have kids. Are you with your with the parents' father or anything like that right there?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's probably why you're not in that situation. Do you think the current child support system needs to be fixed? And if so, how would you fix it?
Oh, there's lots of flaws in it. But, of course, that's the system for you. Okay, let me point something out. For all the women that want to get pregnant and have babies with guys that are wealthy and whatnot, even if you do get pregnant by a very wealthy man and he has lots of money, you want to think twice about that, because not only there's a possibility of not getting not one dime from him, because he's so well off and he's so wealthy, he can keep you in the court for years and years and years, all up to that 18-year marker. So they might want to rethink where they stand when they're trying to get pregnant by one of these guys, because they can go throughout the whole kid's life, not being in his life. You know, even if you were married and you get a divorce and everything, you still don't have a chance, because he can just keep you in the courts, because he's got lawyers for that, and that's what money's for, and that's what lawyers are for.
I hear what you're saying, but more often than not, we see it doesn't work that way. We've got so many examples of women getting gross overpayments and child support that is just fucking ridiculous to me. Once again, welcome everybody to the show that's tuning in now, that's coming in right now. My lines are filling up. I said earlier that when it comes to child support, it should not be based on a person's income. Once again. A loaf of bread costs what a loaf of bread costs. All right, there is no $10,000 loaf of bread. All right, there is no $100 juicy juices. Okay, so it's ludicrous to say that if a man makes a whole, and everybody that's on the phone line is gonna say you're providing for the lifestyle of the child. Well, if that parent over there, especially if you was not married to this motherfucker. Oh, my God. If you was not married to this rich motherfucker, he rich. Bitch, you not rich, or dude, you not rich. All right? I don't feel like K-Fan should have got shit no more. You know what I'm saying? Than anybody else. All right? So even if it's not about women bad, it's about fair is fair. If one person is rich, they're rich. When the child stays with the rich parent, they get all the luxuries of being with the rich parent. If the child gets to a certain age and say, man, I want to live like rich all the time, well, goddamn it, they can stay with daddy all the motherfucking time. Or, bitch, you can goddamn find a way to get rich. But to say that I got to pay you $40,000 or $10,000 in child support when it takes a fraction of that to raise any child in this country is fucking retarded. So, again, I say, it should not be based on income. It should be, for the most part, what does it take to raise a child in this country. And if that was the case, a lot of motherfuckers would close their motherfucking legs, strap up, or goddamn hit the clinic. Moving right along, Jana. I had two people hit doing one as soon as I said that. Yeah, I'm in rare form tonight, motherfuckers. Get ready. Next question, Jana. Do you think people should go to jail if they can't pay child support, or get their license suspended if they can't pay child support? Not if they don't pay child support. Not if they got it and don't pay it, but if they can't because they don't got it. Because you still going to get locked up even if you can't. You lose your job and you still got a set amount. You can ask for a review, but if in Georgia, you can only get a review every so often. So if it ain't time for you to get a review, you got to come up with that motherfucking money, or they going to suspend your license. Nigga, that is what it is, bar none. All right? So do you think that's fair?
Oh, no, I don't think it's fair at all.
What is locking a parent up that loses their job? What is taking their license away so they can't go fight? What the fuck did that occur? Who fucking made that rule? That's got to be that. Going to jail and just getting your license suspended, it's like you got to take this shit on a case-by-case basis. You feel what I'm saying? But it doesn't work that way. You don't go in front of a judge and the judge decides that, look, I know you got this money. You just ain't paying it. You just being a fucking deadbeat because I know you got it. I'm going to lock your ass up when you start paying. No, it's a system. It's automatic. You get behind on these payments, that shit kick in. The motherfucking child support lady sees that, oh, they ain't paid. They send you out a letter. You don't got the money. Let it go on for so far. You still ain't found a job. First thing gonna happen, they're going to goddamn suspend your license. Well, now you can't go keep looking for a job. Because now you got to risk driving with license suspended, which gets you locked the fuck up in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And we're back at square one. So I don't think it's fair. You don't think it's fair. Let's move on. If we cut child support out altogether, unless you're married to that person, do you think that will cut out some of the social issues that we have?
I believe so. Hell yeah.
Okay. I think it would too. Well, do you think that we should make it mandatory that child support is only used for things pertaining to the child? So just like Ruby said, the cousins walk around, that just all they do is get child support. These bitches can't use that money in no way, shape, or form to get their hair done, their nails done, nothing. You can only buy Juicy Juices. You can only buy size toddler clothes or whatever the fuck or however. You got to show an accountability for that every coin that was spent, it was spent towards that child. If any, you should be audited. You been getting this amount of motherfucking money? They should just come in one day and say, look, pop up. Hey, how you doing? We like the IRS in this bitch. What you spent the money on this month, bitch? Show us. Show us everything. Show us now. Show us the bills. Show us the clothes. Show us the food. Bitch, if you can't show it, we gonna cut y'all. I'm just saying. What do you think about that idea? I think I like it.
I think so, too. You need to put that bitch on a card.
I think I like it. Yeah, a lot of people mad at me. A lot of people raising their hands.
I'm
going to the next caller. Yeah, go ahead.
Fuck them.
I pay child support. I pay child support. So this is not because I pay child support, because to be honest with you, like I told everybody else, I'm just not getting slapped across the head clean for the amount. But I know dudes that work just like I work 40 hours a week and pay astronomical amounts of child support, way more than it takes to raise a child. And to me, it just doesn't make any sense. You feel what I'm saying? The percentage, the way they do it by percentage base, doesn't make any sense. It should be what it takes to raise a child, okay? When they get to a certain age, child support is this amount when they're this age, because they need this and this and this. When they get to be in between this and this, the average that much. They get to be teenagers, bump it up a little bit. Clothes cost a little more. Shoes get a little bigger. They're eating a little more. Okay, but it's not like that. It doesn't work like that. It's bam. What you make, we taking a percentage of that. Why? So when I make $200,000, what the fuck I got to do with anything? My child needs some shit. I get it. All right? If they want to live the $200,000 life or the $500,000 life, and mama is goddamn living in the projects, where they going to goddamn stay with mama, they're going to live in the motherfucking projects. They're going to lead the project life. Unless they come stay with daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's all right.
I'm just making sure. All right. Next caller, 248. What's popping?
Hey, what's up? It's Maya. I'm Maya tonight. What's going on with you?
Oh, you're giving the government name out tonight. Well.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, because this shit right here is serious. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to be serious. We're going to have to go on. We're going to be on ground woman shit right now.
Okay. Well, no, I got no problem with that. This is what I want to talk to. I want to talk to the grown women. Yeah. See, I don't want to talk to the silly immature chicks. I want to talk to grown women, because I think everything that I'm saying is pretty much fair. It's all about fair to me. I'm not trying to get men out of paying child support. You've never heard me say no one should pay child support or no one should take care of their kids. I started out, the first thing I said is people should be responsible for their kids if they have them. But the way the system is right now, it is totally unfair, and it doesn't make sense, and there's too many ways you can get over.
There's a lot of things wrong with, you know what I'm saying, child support as of
Let me ask you the question. Do you pay or receive child support? Which one, if so?
I pay child support.
Okay,
I pay
now,
child support for my daughter. My oldest child lives with her father.
Okay, see, a lot of people on the line are going to be like, I'm going to tell you right now, and I already know. There's people on the line right now, which is about 25 people on the line right now. They listen to this, they listen to what you just said, and they say, why the fuck does she pay child support to the man? They will automatically assume what the fuck is wrong with you, right?
There's nothing wrong with me.
Right, okay.
You know what I'm saying? I don't see it as that way. I know that he was more responsible. I had my daughter when I was 16. And at the time, he was just a more responsible parent. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and I don't have a problem with it. I think it was very mature of myself to even allow that, seeing that he was more ready to take care and able to step up and wanted to step up and take care of his child. And I commend him for that. You understand what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
The one thing that I don't agree with is, you know what I'm saying, like, he hasn't always had my daughter. For 8 years, I had my daughter for 8 years. And
uh-huh.
out of those 8 years, I never involved those white folks in our business as far as what you going to do to take care of your child. Because my thing is, mama's baby, daddy's baby. You understand what I'm saying? You
uh-huh.
under this roof, it is what it is. This is my child. I'm going to do whatever it takes to make sure that my child don't go without. You can take care of her if you want to, if that's what you decide to do. But that's always mama's baby. And mama's baby gonna always have whatever mama's baby needs. You understand what I'm saying? So I never felt the need to put them people in his life. But, you know what I'm saying, right in hindsight, as soon as he was able to do that, that's what he did to me. Okay, that's fine. Whatever amount that the judge set forth is a, you know what I'm saying, is a reasonable amount to me. However, I feel like if he wouldn't have went about it that way, he would get a lot more out of me. Even though, you know what I'm saying, I pay the amount that I'm supposed to pay every month, I spoil the shit out of my daughter when she with me. I might not give him no extra shit to do while she with him. You understand what I'm saying? Because I think he went about it the wrong way. It should have been tit for tat, seeing that, okay, I didn't put them people in your life, and you want to just do that to be, you know what I'm saying, vindictive. But at the same time, I spoil the shit out of my daughter when she with me. I just don't give him that extra. That's on him. Since you went about it that way, you get what the fuck they say you get, not a penny more, not a penny less.
Okay, now when a guy says that, they say we being immature. When people do that, right? People are gonna say the only person you hurting is the child, and you being vindictive or whatever. You feel what I'm saying? Now full disclosure, because people are gonna be like, oh, but listen, you leaving out half of the story. Hold the fuck up. I'm gonna tell you why I'm even on child support, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, this is K100. I has nothing. All right, and if you listen to me on my show, yeah, I'm on child support because when my daughter was first born, I didn't think it was my motherfucking baby. You feel what I'm saying? So you know, this was not by a woman that I was in a relationship with. This is some jump off shit, one night shit. I'm not finna just be claiming this baby. I don't give a fuck. You, I know you was not the only nigga. I'm not the only person you sleeping with. I was young. I was out of control. So fuck, bitch. No, bitch. No, it ain't mine. Okay. So since I said that, and she had to go through the whole process of getting DNA and all that done right there, it all came together where it was all child support tied nicely, neatly to a bow, all at the same time. All right. Cool.
Exactly.
When I realized the child was mine, I let it go for a little while. This was my child, since be 10 years old. This was the first year of her life. After all that went down, I've been making child support payments, you feel what I'm saying, solidly since then. You feel what I'm saying? Only time I wasn't making these payments is if I wasn't working, which I've been out of work in between times. If I wasn't working, I wasn't paying. Motherfucker, I can't. My license got suspended. I got locked the fuck up because I had a child support warrant because I couldn't pay because I wasn't working. So when stuff like that happened to you and you come back and you say to me, well, it's her birthday or it's whatever. What are you going to give me on it? Bitch, did you get it? You feel what I'm saying? It's the attitude that you take. Because I'm on child support. When I got locked the fuck up because I couldn't pay because I wasn't working and my license was suspended, bitch, they come bomb me out. So that's my attitude. See, this whole thing creates strife and issues amongst parents, and it makes, at the end of the day, the child suffers. When somebody gets locked up for some shit like that, especially when you're a responsible parent, when you got it, but they don't discriminate. See, I got treated as if I was a nigga who never did shit for my child, which made me upset, which made me say, from now on, a bitch gonna get what they get, and if anything else, see yourself. Now, a lot of people might not agree with that, but that's what it is. You feel what I'm saying?
I'm on the other end as well. You understand what I'm saying? Because I have two younger children that are in my home. You know what I'm saying? I'm the providing parent for my kids. I don't go after their fathers for child support. Either you're going to handle your business or you're not. You know what I'm saying? That's what separates the men from the boys. If you're going to handle your business or you're not. But like I said, regardless of whatever, it's always going to be mama's baby, and I'm going to make sure that everything is taken care of. And I want to touch on something else about this going to jail and suspending your license and all this other shit. There was a time when I was out of work, and I wasn't able to pay my child support. So I had to go to court and make an agreement. You understand what I'm saying? To keep from going to jail and to keep from suspending my license, I had to make an agreement to say, okay, I'm going to pay my arrears, and I'm going to also pay the amount that I'm supposed to pay per month plus arrears. You understand what I'm saying? Arrears, for y'all who don't know, is the amount of money that you owe back pay. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Is your
right.
arrears. Okay. So I'm going to pay the amount that I'm supposed to pay plus my arrears. Okay. So I'm doing that steadily. I'm going to say about 6 months. Okay. You feel me? The seventh month, around the seventh or the eighth month, the amount that I was supposed to pay, I was $16 shy. That's how much money I had. I was $16 shy. Okay. It took me a dollar to get the damn money order. You understand what I'm saying? So I had to spend a dollar to get the money order, and I was $16 shy, but I made that payment. Only $16 of it was missing. Okay, so this the custodial parent go to the court and was like, oh, she signed an agreement saying she was going to pay blah, 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 and these crackers locked me up for $16 motherfucking dollars.
Because you was already in it, because you was in the system. Because you was in the system.
Yeah, because I had made
because
this agreement
that's the way
saying
the system
I was going to pay the $16.
They don't give a fuck.
Okay,
they don't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck.
For the $16, you got to pay $1,500 to get the fuck out. I mean, what the fuck they do that?
Right.
Are you kidding me, motherfucker? If I couldn't pay you $350 a month, what the fuck you think I'm going to get $1,500 to get the fuck up out of here? Mind you, I had just had my youngest child who was only a week old, and I was a breastfeeding parent. You understand what I'm saying? So when I get out, I ain't even got no milk for my jit. You understand what I'm saying? I ain't got no milk for my jit. So I don't even speak to the custodial parent, period. Nigga, we can't text messages, nothing. You understand what I'm saying? Period.
Well, that's how it be sometimes.
All that going to jail and shit, that's bullshit. They don't have some kind of, like, work program for a motherfucker. You can't pay your shit. Send they have some motherfucking work release or some shit like that where you work and do community.
Why are you locking them up? Why
are
you locking motherfuckers up?
Exactly.
What the fuck is that doing? What the fuck is that doing?
Exactly.
They ain't doing nothing
to
keep these motherfuckers that own these motherfucking goddamn correctional facilities rich. Because you got a motherfucking nigga that locked up.
Exactly.
And just on G, for that. I mean, if that makes total... Matter of fact... That makes total sense. Oh, you can't pay? You can't find a job? I tell you what, we got a whole bunch of jobs over here. Come over here, and we're going to make you go over here, and we're going to pick your ass up and take your ass now. Now, if you don't go to work to this job to pay your child support, now we can lock you up, but that's not even an option. They just lock you up. They don't try and make
exactly.
you...
Exactly. They need to
they
go
don't try and make
like
you
a
find a job. They just lock
like
your
that.
Ass up. Yeah, they don't try and make you find a
exactly.
job first. They just lock you up. Do you think that if we cut child support out altogether... And let the people that's married that it'll cut down on the social issues that we have?
It might cut down on social issues, you understand what I'm saying? But at the same time, I got to look at it like it's going to be children that suffer because of that. Because of those adults that made those decisions and lay down with each other and conceived those children. It's going to be children that suffer from that. And I don't really think, like, the child is the innocent one in all of this. Regardless of how many times we go at each other, throw motherfucker and throw jabs and cut each other.
But the child won't suffer if the child, listen, the child won't suffer if the motherfuckers who made that decision to goddamn go ahead and have it, like the custodial parent, got the goddamn, you want to grind. So if you're a female, if you're a female and you decided to have this damn baby out of wedlock, that means your ass gonna have to get on the grind. That means you just can't sit back and just get a child support check. You got to work now. Because if you don't, you're gonna goddamn be that's child abuse because you're gonna let your child starve and they're gonna lock your ass up for that. So now, bitch, you might get locked up because you ain't handling your motherfucking responsibilities. Now the shoe is on the other foot. If you had that to think about, you might reconsider it.
I see that. You understand what I'm saying? But me being a person that I am who don't put, you know what I'm saying, fathers on child support, don't put them people in my life. You understand what I'm saying? I don't see it that way. All I see is a child that need to be taken care of. All I see when I look at my kids is a child that need to be taken care of. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, as far as the situation before the child is born, that's something you need to think about conceiving those children. But once the child is actually here, then that's something, you know what I'm saying? Like, you have to deal with that. The child is here. It has to be something that's dealt with, and that child has to be provided for, period.
But the way we're dealing with it now is not working. It's not fair.
The system really needs to be tweaked. You understand what I'm saying? Like you said at the beginning of the show, I don't know what brain surgeon came up with this bullshit. And you know what I'm saying? Made it the way that it is. Because it's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? It really is.
Well, see, the thing about it is I did my research. When it started back in the day, it was for straight up deadbeat parents, and they never tweaked it over the years. Child support has not been tweaked. Every time it tries to get tweaked to something, somebody somewhere stops this shit from happening. They tried to change it in Georgia not too long ago. They tried to change a lot of things about it. The only thing that I know in some states that they've changed now is if the woman is working, it goes by her. Like if she's working and she's making money, then it goes by how much money she's making too. Which means if she's making a whole bunch of money, she can't hit you up for a whole bunch of money because she's already making a whole bunch of money. That's the only thing that they've changed that made a little bit of sense, and that's only in certain states. Some states still don't even have that, because that wasn't a federal thing. It was a state thing. So some states go by how much income the parent makes too. And it also goes by how much money they kicking out. So which means you can't be staying at your motherfucking mama house claiming you need money for rent and you stay at your motherfucking mama house. And you can't be claiming utilities if ain't none of your utilities in your motherfucking name. You feel what I'm saying? And so they tweaked that. That was cool. That was a step forward, but they need to go further. All right? I'm going to get ready to go to the next call. I got a lot of people on the phone line, all right?
All right now.
All right. 850-527. What's popping?
What's going on?
Oh, it's T. Lewis. What's happening?
Good man.
What it do? So you know where I'm at. You see where I'm at with the whole child support thing. I got so many people on the phone line. I'm just hoping I can get to everybody, answer everybody's call. People are raising their hand, and I'm trying to go as fast as I can. But it's a hot button issue. You feel what I'm saying? A lot of people are not going to fucking agree with me. You feel what I'm saying? That's cool. That's all right. At the end of the day, I don't give a shit. Fair is fair. Right is right. And I feel like I'm preaching fair tonight on K100. I feel like I'm preaching fair. I'm not preaching woman bashing. I'm not preaching. I'm not advocating deadbeat dads or deadbeat parents, period. I'm advocating fairness. And as it stands, this shit is totally not fair. So first question for you is, well, you don't even have any kids, do you?
No, I don't have any kids. Okay. But all right. I think the reason I called in because a lot of friends I had, I seen them go through a lot of stuff. I was like, man, that's crazy.
Well, let me ask you this. I'll jump to the next part of the question. Do you think the current child support system needs to be fixed? And if so, how would you fix it?
Yeah, it needs to be fixed. I think you had made a good point. I was listening online earlier before I called in about having something similar to like the food stamp card and stuff like that. And you mentioned also in some states they actually fixed it to where, because I'm glad you brought that up about the income what the woman makes. Because I got a partner right now. I don't know if it's changed lately, but his ex lives in Colorado. She's making six figures, so she's making over $100,000 a year. She still got this cat on child support. Now, in that case, you're being vindictive.
Right.
You're being real vindictive. Because I'm like, you really don't need no cash from this dude. So what's that all about? I mean, he does visitation and stuff like that. He basically can't afford it. And I think he just jilted because he had with her. And I think that's a lot of
okay. That's what I'm saying. See, listen, the things that I'm asking to put in place, that will kill the vindictive child support cases.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? The custodial parent is angry and mad. You feel what I'm saying? It's not meant to let people off the hook. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
But my suggestion about you can't get child support unless you actually married to that person or was married to that person when the child was conceived. That'll cut down on a lot of these goddamn bastard kids out here. All these goddamn people with all these goddamn babies out of wedlock. And that's a problem. That's a social problem. That's a problem with black people. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. Now, one stipulation with the marriage, it's kind of like, I remember Chris Rock saying this, like when you eat a steakhouse and you eat a steak, you're good. But when you leave a steakhouse, you're not eating steak anymore. So when you ain't married to the person no more, that don't necessarily mean that you still get the same perks that you got when you was with that person when you was married. If you have kids, that's a different story. But you still shouldn't be allowed to live what they call a custom lifestyle. I don't believe in that either.
That spills over into divorce and everything. That whole fucking shit right there is just, that's why I said, nigga, Nick, listen, I'm going to tell you motherfuckers one more time. I got up until the moment I got them, get all the way on to get rich to get married. If I ain't by that time, kill yourself and don't even think about it with Blizzard. Not happening. If I'm not married with them before I get rich, I'll never get married. Because I'll be damned if a motherfucker live off me. I'll be damned. I'll stay single forever. It don't matter to me. I'll be all right.
Yeah.
I'm rich.
And what's crazy is even if the person that you with end up having money too, I mean, they still want more money. And I was like, dang, it's crazy.
That spills all the way over into divorce, and that's kind of like a whole nother show. But that whole accustomed lifestyle shit is bullshit. If they want to live that lifestyle, when they come over here with me, like right now, if I got a nice ass motherfucking house or an apartment, I got an apartment. If I'm living okay, and then my son leaves me, and he goes over to where his mama, how his mama living? Is that how he living? Cause that's whatever. If he come over here with me, he living like this over here with me, cause this is how I afford to live. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
When it works opposite ways, they don't change. So why should it work differently when you got money? It's just unfair. The whole thing I'm preaching tonight, once again, people. The key word of the night is fair. Fair. All right. That's the word of the night, people. Fair. All right. Next question, homie. Do you think that child support is set up in favor of women as opposed to men?
I think it is set up in favor for the women. Period. Point blank.
Why? Well, we just had a call on the air. That was a woman who was going through a lot of shit.
Yeah, I heard that. But if you look at the numbers, you can just tell by the numbers. I mean, they're like 10 guys for every one of her. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So the numbers dictate that it's more favorable towards the women. And I know in her particular case, I know of a couple of females that do pay child support, and in one case I know one of her situation was similar to hers, the college that just called. But it's not that many. I mean, you have chicks that go to the club, that the only thing they do is go to the club, get drunk every night, whatever. If the dude say, I don't want to be with this person or whatever, the judge could be like, oh, you're not being sensitive to her needs. Oh, bam, $300 a month. And this cat's going to be making, he going to be making like maybe $800 a month, but he got to give her $300 a month. Mind you, he's paying $700 or $600 for rent. So
So like I said, in Georgia, they have started breaking it down to how much a man makes as opposed to how much he kick out and how much money you make. If you living somewhere, you got to show a motherfucking lease with your name on it. So if you're living with your mama, you can't use it as a. So they're going to say, well, you're making this, but then again, you don't pay rent. Well, is the light bill in your name? Oh, it ain't in your name? Well, you making this. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that actually came into advantage of some people. But that's not often, and every state doesn't do that. That should be across the board. You feel what I'm saying? So I asked you pretty much all the questions. Let me see. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you think it's fair, that people go to jail? Should you get locked up or get your license suspended if you can't pay child support? Do I have to ask this question to everybody?
That's crazy because first of all, if you're locked up, you can't look for a job. If you're trying to look for a job, if your license gets suspended, well, you're going to go to try to get an interview or anything. Or just talk to people about a job. So
exactly. And you're a winner. Because it doesn't make sense. You feel what I'm saying? That doesn't make sense.
Every place ain't like Panama City. Every place ain't like Phoenix and Atlanta where they got a bus system.
Right.
If you live in Panama City, ain't no bus system. And the trolley ain't don't work.
I don't give a fuck if it's a bus system. What the fuck do they got to do with me being able to drive my goddamn car?
Exactly. Exactly. Which you shouldn't have to take the bus system, but if you live in a city that has the transportation, you could. But if you live in a place like Panama City that don't have that type of system, you out of gas.
Right. Right. I don't know. The whole situation is just crazy for me. The whole situation is really just I don't get it, man. Hold on a second, Maya.
Me too, and they ain't got kids.
I know, Maya. What'd you want to say, Maya?
I just, in reference to what he said earlier about it being, you know what I'm saying, geared more toward the favoritism of the woman, it's more single parents, single females, you know what I'm saying, single mothers than there are single males. So that's why the numbers are like that. You said it.
I'm being
very unbiased because I'm on both ends of the spectrum. You understand what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is there's more single parents. That's why the numbers are like that. So for every one of me, you are correct. It's probably 100 niggas. For every one of me, not 10, 100, but at the same time,
right.
It's more single parents.
But the thing about it, Maya, is if she's a single mother, you can't say single parent females because the man is a parent too. I hate that term. I hate people say, well, you know, there's more single parent females. No, it's not because that baby got a daddy. Unless all these niggas are dead. You know what I'm saying? These niggas are out here. They're alive. They single parents. I'm a single parent. I'm a parent.
My kids don't live with me, but I'm still a single parent.
I'm still a single parent. You know what I'm saying?
A lot of them are alive, but that don't mean they out here. You understand what I'm saying? A lot of these missing parents are in prison, are incarcerated. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, it's not... I'm just trying to be very unbiased here. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, I don't want it to be like I'm this way or I'm that way. I'm on both ends of the spectrum. So I'm just letting y'all know from both points of view. Because, I'm living in both worlds right now.
All right.
Well, I get what you're saying, but then that goes back to what Blizz was talking about earlier. They just cut out child support. That'll stop all that. Not all, but some women will stop. That's around with cats. They get locked up.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
That might be true.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You'll think twice about getting knocked up by a dope boy. You know it's a great possibility this nigga might get locked the fuck up.
Right.
Might not want to goddamn let him nut in you, bitch. You might not want to do it. Yeah. And dude, like I said, one thing about it, one thing that you said, or I'm going to the next call after this. You said something earlier that I really want to reiterate on. If you go by what I said, T. Lewis and Maya, if you go by what I said and make it where you can only have to be married, you know what I'm saying, to get child support, that won't make a good father a good because you still can make it where it's mandatory if a woman says, look, I want to get a blood test and say that you're the daddy, you feel what I'm saying, whatever, you still got to go show up to court and get proven that whether or not you're the parent or not. I wouldn't cut that part of it out. You still have to recognize and know that you're the parent. Now, if you're a stand-up dude just like me, just like I was, once I found out that was my child, I did the right thing. It was when it was in the air where I was bucking. But once I realized that was my child, nigga, she can't say she ain't got nothing to say after that. After that point right there, there's nothing she can say after that. So a good dude gonna do what he can regardless. So if not, to try to
see what I'm saying. Can I tell you something?
Go ahead.
I had a friend of mine that was married when she was in high school. You understand what I'm saying? She was married to a person that had two kids by him while she was in high school, like right after high school, they got married or whatever. Okay. After that, she had five other kids and never got a divorce. Do you know that man was on child support for all of them kids?
That's that bullshit. All his kids, he damn sure should be paying child support for all them kids.
But that's how it was going. In the state of Florida, if you married to a person and that person has subsequent children and y'all not divorced, you're responsible for them kids. That's what I'm telling y'all. So the marriage situation that you talking about in the state of Florida, that's some bullshit. That's bullshit.
And that's true. That's true. Because I know some people like that.
No.
They in my family.
On that whole fucking notion. Nigga, on that whole motherfucking notion, nigga. On the whole notion of it. On the whole notion of it, nigga. No, fuck that. On the whole notion of that shit. Yeah, on that whole scenario.
That's
some bullshit all the way around. All the way you look at it, any way you twist it and turn it, any way you try to present that argument to me, kill your motherfucking self. All right, let me go to the next call. No, I'm saying.
I know.
I'm saying, anybody on this motherfucking phone line, anybody listening to this podcast, anybody on the internet trying to construe that and turn that around to make me believe that ain't some bullshit, you a fucking idiot. And I call you one to your face. I'm going to the next caller. Michigan girl, what's happening?
What's up? What's going on?
Thanks for calling the show. Oh, yeah, I'm going to get to everybody. I got a whole hour. Don't go nowhere. K100 Internet Radio. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. You don't like what I'm saying? Well, say something about it. You got something to say about it? You don't like it? I'm reloaded. Michigan girl, what's happening? Thanks for calling the show. I know that you're a parent, so I'm going to go ahead and jump right into it. Do your parent receive child support? Of course, you receive, right?
Yes.
Okay. Do you think what you get is fair?
No.
Okay. I won't ask you any personal questions about you. I'm not going to ask anybody about their financial, what they get or whatever. You feel what I'm saying? Because that's not really the point. You feel what I'm saying? But you don't think it's fair because you don't think that it's enough to raise a child on. Is that why you're saying it's not? Or is it because you don't think it's fair because they can afford to pay more, they make more? What? Why do you think that financial amount is not fair that you're getting?
I think that amount is not fair just because it's not enough to do their portion of helping to raise their child.
Okay.
Because that's what child support is supposed to be for. If the parent is not in the home, child support is supposed to be for the support, your half of the support of raising that child. Because if we were both in the house, then we would both be supporting the child. I'm going to do my part, but you need to do your part.
Okay. You say your half, but what is your, you say your half as if there's a set half amount.
I don't really need a set half amount, but I mean, I'm just saying, like, you have a child, and say, for instance, my daughter, she has asthma, so she's a more sickly child. She requires three inhalers every month. These inhalers are $30 a piece, so that's $90 right there off the rip. She's a girl, got to do hair, different things like that. She's now in middle school. She's doing activities and everything else. I'm covering everything basically because what you pay in child support is in a month is there is covering her medicine basically and maybe an outfit, maybe.
Uh-huh.
And you don't do anything extra. Because it would be different, you know, if we lived in the same place and you said, well, you know, I can't afford to pay this much, but I'm going to get her after school, or you spending time with the child, because no amount of money can ever replace the time you spend with a child, because that's what's more important. But when you're not doing either, like in my son's case, when that parent is not doing either, you're not paying child support and you're not spending no time, then we got a problem.
You're not, well, in your case, they're not in the same state, so they can't really technically spend the time, right?
Well,
they're not in the same state.
Not, but when we were in the same state, you still didn't spend the time.
Okay. Well,
and you didn't pay child support.
Now you say with the child support, and like I said, I don't know if you said it, what he's making. I don't know if you know his financial situation or whatever, but does he make a lot of money?
He makes a lot of money.
So why isn't the system working for you like it works for everybody else? Because normally, if you make a lot of money, they take a lot of child support.
Because you know what? The thing is, I'm not that type of person. With my daughter's child support, it was part of our divorce decree. I was married to her father. I didn't go and...
Well, now, see, that's totally different. Totally different. I've already said. I said that was different.
But what I'm saying is, they put him on child support. When it becomes part of divorce decree, then it goes, after you're divorced, then in Michigan, it goes to the child support system. But what I'm saying is, I never went to the people and, oh, you have to do this, and I want this, and I want that. I could have any number of times when I went home to visit or whatever, tried to raise his child support. I'm just not that type of woman, because I'm going to take care of mine regardless. I just feel like you should be a man and step up and do what you need to do and what you know you're supposed to do. Like, you're supposed to be responsible for all of her medical bills, but yet still, when she goes to the doctor and I send you the bill from the doctor, guess who ends up paying? Me. Because you won't pay it, and because I'm the custodial parent and I'm the one taking her to the doctor, then it falls back on me. So if I don't pay it, it's going to go on my credit because she lives with me and I'm the one that takes her to the doctor. So they, although they have his billing information, if he doesn't pay, then it falls back on me.
Does he have insurance?
Yes.
So why doesn't insurance pay for it?
Because there are some things that insurance won't cover, or then there's the balance left over after insurance. I mean, you know how insurance is. The insurance system, that's a whole other fucked up issue. So,
right.
You know, but the point is, if I take her to her asthma doctor and they see her, and then there's a balance of $125, and I call you and I let you know well in advance, hey, she's got an appointment such and such day. You know there's going to be the balance. They're going to send you a bill. You say, yeah, okay. Then they send you the bill. A couple months go by. You don't pay it. Then they calling me. Miss Isom, you know, we haven't received payment. I'm ready to take her back to the doctor. I can't even get her an appointment because he ain't paid the damn bill. So then guess who pays it? Mama, because Mama's going to take care of her baby.
All right. This is your ex-husband. This is a totally different scenario for me up under the way I was saying. But the only
thing he does do, he will get her for the summer. But I even tried to make a deal with him on that. I said, if you're going to have her for the summer, you don't have to pay me child support. Just buy her school clothes. Well, first year he had her for the summer after we moved, I sent her. Now, I still buy her summer clothes. I send her with everything she needs. So it's not like I'm sending her to you with nothing like I know some parents do. I'm buying all her summer clothes, send her to you. You send her back to me with the same clothes I sent her to you with, and you didn't buy her no school clothes. So that went out the window. So even when you got her for the summer, you still sending me child support, because I'm going to put that in the bank, and when she get home, I'm going to buy her school clothes.
All right, well, if that's how y'all want to work it out, then that is. But do you think the child support system is fair?
No, I wouldn't say that it's fair.
But the way it sounds on your end, it's not working out for you. But you wouldn't say that it's fair.
But you know what? I could make it work for me. But like I said, like I think I heard your other caller say, you know, mama's maybe, daddy's maybe. Although he knows this is his child, I'm still gonna do whatever I have to do. I'm not that chick that's gonna be running to the courthouse every time he get a raise, or I feel some kind of way, or I feel like he didn't do this or he didn't do that. Far as I'm concerned, he wouldn't have to be in the system if we could come to an agreement and you would stick to it. But the problem is, you're not going to stick to it. You're going to take my kindness for weakness, and you're not going to do what you're supposed to do. So if that's the case, you have to stay in the system, just like my son's father. When we were younger, I didn't go to the people on him. In Michigan, when you sign the birth certificate, it automatically puts something in the system, and it opens a child support case. So we went. You know, he was required to pay child support. He called me, hey, I can't pay. I said, well, you know what, let's work out an agreement. I'm working, you're not working right now. Why don't you watch him so I don't have to pay the lady, you know, the little money I'm paying her. He said, okay, that lasted a week. Fine, you don't want to work with me, I'm trying to work with you. I didn't forgave arrearages. I didn't try to take you off child support, but you just won't do right. So guess what? You are child support, but you still don't do right. So, I mean, it is what it is, but I'm not going to hunt you down to make you do what you're supposed to do.
Oh, you ain't got to hunt them down. They'll hunt them down. If you're in the system.
But you know what? That's the thing. Like you said, the system that works for so many other people, because I'm not going to keep running up there and, hey, he works here, or I think he does this, or I think you can find him here. Because I'm not going to do all of that, he owes me so much back arrears, it's crazy. I get child support every other, maybe once or twice a month, maybe on a good month, and then I won't get enough for a couple months, and then I might get a little bit here and there. His license has never been suspended, although they do that in Michigan. He hasn't been to jail, although they do that in Michigan. So
I don't know what the fuck you know that everybody else don't know.
I don't know what he know, but
I don't know either.
Must know something.
I don't know. I don't know what the fuck he know. If that's how it is up there, I don't know how the fuck he ain't going to jail. I don't know how he ain't. That don't make no sense to me. That ain't adding up. How the fuck he not got, why he never got locked up? He never got pulled over. They can't find him. It got to be a reason, Sean, because he'd be locked up by now. License
be got to be a reason, but I don't know what it is because he got a Michigan driver's license. He works, so he got a social security number in the system. They taking taxes, so if they wanted to, they define him. It's almost like they pick and choose, or if the woman comes up there and makes a big deal or keeps making a fuss or keeps saying, I want y'all to do this, or I want to do this, or I want to do that, because I know women that do that, and those are the men that get locked up. Those are the men who pay out to ask for child support, and then the woman's sitting back laughing because she feels some kind of way, you know, about him because he broke up with her because he got a new chick or whatever. That, now, that's the part that why I say the system is not fair, because women like me that really going to, you know, take the money, or other women that's going to take the money and use it for the kids and not being vindictive, we get the short end of the stick, where the women that's being vindictive and sitting at home on their ass, not working, not taking care of their kids or whatever, they can run over there and say,
I want
you to raise his child support, and then y'all going to get even more money. I know women that get more than I get for two kids for just one child.
Oh, hell yeah. I know homeboys who pay more than I pay for both my kids, which is a nice amount of money for one. And I'm like, nigga, I know you work a regular job. I know you don't make a whole bunch of more money. I'm like, wow, I can't believe you paying that much money a month and just for just one child. That's per child. Some of them, you know, I got friends who paying like, you know, $700-$800 per kid. And I'm like, nigga, you work. Like, how the fuck do you, how do they even figure that out? How do they get to that? You feel what I'm saying? How do they get
right.
to that point
how
where
do they get to that?
If you're a regular
right.
working, yeah, if you work,
that,
yeah, that's like rent. That's like almost a mortgage for one child almost. So you feel what I'm saying? It don't make sense. One more question. I'm going to go to the next call because I got so many people on the phone line. I'm coming, y'all. Give me a second. But I will agree with one thing that you said. A lot of the women that abuse the system and use the system make it hard for the women who don't. You feel what I'm saying? A lot of dudes feel the way they feel about child support, the way they feel about a lot of things because women who abuse the system. Now I'm not getting the short end of the stick on child support that bad. You feel what I'm saying? So people thinking that I'm the angry guy who's got to pay, and it's not even about me. It's about what I see going on. You feel what I'm saying? It's about what I see going on. But I'm also not a deadbeat parent either. At the end of the day, also. So a lot of people are going to say, well, you ain't that kind of parent, so that's why you ain't going through. No, I know guys who are just like me that go through shit. You feel what I'm saying? Who do spend time with their kids and everything, and all kind of shit like that right there. They just got fucked up ass baby mamas. You feel what I'm saying? Period, point blank,
right.
They ex-wives. You know what I'm saying? So it's this show, once again, everybody, is not particularly based on my life. You know what I'm saying? But this is also stuff that is going on. That's why I got a call-in talk show so people can call in with their different scenarios. My scenario, really, but it doesn't change how I feel about child support in the system. It doesn't change that I would do these suggestions. You feel what I'm saying? Because I know for a fact that how it's going down for me is not necessarily the norm. In fact, it's not. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? And so I don't have to be homeless to recognize that there's a homeless problem in America. I don't have to be, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't constitute that. You feel what I'm saying? I don't have to be going through it to know that this shit is going down. All right? So anybody who feel like, oh, I know his baby mamas and blah, blah, and damn, shut the fuck up. I know what kind of baby mamas I got, nigga, but that don't mean everybody else got the same kind. Or everybody else's scenario is the same mind. Or everybody else's financial situation is the same as mine. I know for a fact that's not true. In fact, I know for a fact more often than not it's not true. So one last question, and I'm going to go to the next caller. Do you think that it's fair that men go to jail? No, two more questions. Do you think it's fair that men go to jail for child support and get their license suspended? Do you think that's fair? That can happen?
No, I don't think that's fair. I think that if there's a child support, you know, case or order or whatever, and the father can't pay or the mother can't pay because she don't have a job, there should be some kind of job, you know, aid program. Okay, we're going to help you with some schooling, or we're going to help you find a job. Now, if you don't comply with what they're telling you to do, then maybe, you know, you might have some problems or some, you know, license suspended. But I don't think just right off the bat, oh, you can't pay your child support, we finna take your license and throw you in jail. Because how can you find a job if you ain't got no license and you in jail? Who gonna come get you out of jail so that you can pay your child support?
I think
that's just a system way to make, you know, to try to make more money off people. Because 9 times out of 10, when a man gets locked up for child support, because I've seen it happen, the mother doesn't get that money that he paid to get out. Most of it goes to the system. She may get some of it for back child support, but most of it goes back into the system. So I really just think that's the system's way of generating
locking people up. Yeah, that's the way. That's another way. That's another fucking bullshit charge to lock men up or women up and get extra motherfucking money. Because if it was all about that, like my homegirl said, she got locked the fuck up over $16. Well, then she should have been able to pay $16 to get the, she should have been able to pay $16 to get the fuck out. If it was about the child, if you really gave a fuck about that
right there.
But it wasn't that.
I might have wanted to fight the daddy on that one, because if he was up in that time, she said she agreed to pay $16. Man, he might have had to fight, because that was some bullshit right there.
Right, right. I mean, so if it was about that right there, if it was really about that, then she would have been able to pay $16 to get out. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
So obviously, for all you people out there who feel like that's right, they need to get locked up. They need to get in. Shut the fuck up, bitch. Oh, bitch, nigga. Next question and moving to the next caller. Last question. Do you think if we cut out, do you think we make it where you can't necessarily get child support unless you was married to that person? Do you think that will cut down on some of the social issues like illegitimate babies and stuff like that that we have going on in our community? If you knew for a fact that you ain't going to be able to get no child support unless you was married to that man, what you think about that idea?
I mean, I think it would cut down on some social issues, probably a lot of illegitimate kids, but some people still gonna have kids in the end, and then the kids are gonna be the ones that suffer, because the guy may say, oh yeah, I want you to have a baby, you know, while you're pregnant and everything, and then when he get ghost, once you had a baby, then you have no way of
A guy may want you to do a lot of things. He may want you to suck his dick. He may want you to do a lot of shit, but it's up to you. It's up to you.
Have an agreement. If y'all make an agreement, like if he come to you and say, I'm pregnant, what you wanna do, and he say, well, I want you to have a baby, then it's not like she just went. No, we had this show before. It's not like she made the decision on her own. She came to you and said, hey, what do you want to do?
That's
you
when
said,
you get something signed. Yeah. Get it signed. Get it notarized.
So,
take it to another Republican and get it done.
But your scenario is not going to make that valid, because you said that you wasn't married. So that's
yeah, you wasn't. So don't get pregnant by dudes you ain't married to. Don't have babies by dudes you ain't married to.
I never suggested
it be wiped out. I've never said it.
Because that's unrealistic to think that even if you say you can't get child support unless you're married, that's just going to cure all illegitimate kids.
I didn't say it would cure it all. It would cut down on a lot of it. It would cut down on a lot of it.
It would cut down on some of it, but I still don't think that would be a good solution.
Let's try for 10 years and see what happens. Let me go to the next caller. God dang, I got a lot of people on the phone. Next caller, private caller. Thanks, Michigan girl. Private caller. I can't see your number. Who's this?
Hello.
Yo, you on the air with K100? What's popping?
Nothing much. See, y'all
What's
having a little heated discussion.
Yes. Who is this?
You don't know my voice by now? That's a crime.
I know what I'm saying.
Yes.
It sounds like Key, but I don't see your phone number, so what the hell is going on?
I want my other line.
All right. This is Key. LL is up next. I see my homie Mike from Duval and 678-206 is after that. Let's get into it. We got plenty of time, people. We're not going nowhere.
No, you don't have no plenty of time.
I got 40 minutes. Let's make this fast. Child support. Do you pay or receive child support?
I kind of receive it. The only reason I say kind of is because per my divorce decree, the child support is paid. Yeah.
Okay. So you were married.
To
you were married.
Daycare.
Okay. All right. You were married. So do you think what you get is fair?
I have both situations. My first daughter, I was not married to her dad. I'm like Michigan girl and Maya. I was not about to sit there and chase him down to make him take care of her because, you know, I went one time because once you apply for any type of assistance, even whether it's daycare or what, of course they put him in the system. And once they did that, they kept coming to me saying, well, where is he work now and what does he do and what does he do? I was like, you know what, I gave you his information to start. I'm not going to keep running behind him every little move he make. You want me to come and report it? I'm not going to do that. Because I have to take time off work, which is money that I need to take care of this child while y'all up here playing games.
So did he pay child? Does he pay child support?
No, never. Okay. He has not paid child support ever in any of her, period. She's 14.
Okay. Well, he's obviously not in her life, period, point blank, then.
No, he's not at all.
Do you think the current child support system needs to be fixed? And if so, how would you fix it?
I think there is some problems with it because, I mean, it almost sets some people up to fail. And like I said, with the going to jail and stuff, you can't get a job if you're in jail. If you've been paying and you lose your job, that's out of your control. I think a lot of it needs to be taken on a case-by-case basis instead of putting this umbrella law over it. Like, my ex-husband, per our divorce decree, once she gets into a regular elementary school, he still only has to pay like $100 a month. And I'm going to put some men up or women or whoever up on some games. There is a thing called time deviation. If you actually spend time with your child, the child support, they have to factor that in. And it will decrease your amount that you have to pay to that other parent because you actually spend time with your child. So that's why his is different because before that, he would have been paying like $700-something a month. And the attorney was like, you can still get it. I was like, no, because he is a stand-up father. He takes care of both of my kids still. So I'm like, no, I'm not even going to drag him through the mud like that.
Well, one time for you. Matter of fact, two times for you. You don't think people should go to jail or whatever? You already answered that one.
No.
Do you think the system is set up in favor for women?
No, I think the way it is now, it's set up in favor. It's about as equal as we might get it without doing away with it altogether because they do factor in both salaries. They factor in both people's bills.
They don't do it everywhere, though. They don't do it everywhere like that.
If they don't do that everywhere, that needs to change. Because that's a big deal. Like, because, you know, when I divorced him, he was a little salty at first just because I divorced him. So he was like, you make more than me, so they going to make you pay me, blah, blah, blah. But, nigga, you stay home with your mama. So, no, they're not. I have a mortgage and all this other stuff. So, I think it should be even like that across the board. Across the board.
Okay.
And I don't think women should be able to sit on their ass and collect a check. That's why some of your friends pay so much money because them bitches don't work.
But
that's
I think you should be able to get.
Them
if you don't get why should you get child support if you don't work in the fucking first place? You should have a job.
You should have a job
so that you're doing your half.
I agree with
you.
What happened if she can't find a job? So we got to be fair on both ends. Whether if the dude can't get a job, what if she can't get a job?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That fair is fair on both ends. But some of these bitches just lazy. And like you said, that just goes back to we got to be more cautious about who we land down with and who we down. You know what I'm saying? Who we let nut in us, who we nutting in, whatever. This shit is serious out here.
Yeah.
Because don't sit up there and be like, well, you should have killed a baby. Nigga, you should. Okay, well, this both of our decisions. We both laid down and did that shit. So you can't just put it on the female. You can't just put it on the male. We as people need to be more damn responsible about what the fuck we doing.
That's also, I've never denied that. But I think as a social deterrent, once again.
But I don't think that'll work. Cause people
I think it'll work. It'll
people
cut down on it.
No, because they was doing it before child support. They was doing it before. That's why they instituted child support, because even when people weren't guaranteed to get no money, they were still fucking having babies.
Hey, I don't think it was as many.
Yeah,
you know, we didn't have as many illegitimate bastard kids as we did back like back then though. You know, that's
well,
not
you know,
that's
more people,
true.
More people will
you
at least get married. Like it's one of the things where
right.
I get pregnant, I gotta marry you. But
right. So,
I mean, you know, it's
well,
I don't think that's a fix all to it either, because like my year said,
maybe
in
not.
Some instances the kids are gonna suffer. The kids are gonna suffer based on that. Like it's because you got stupid.
They won't suffer if you get two jobs
everywhere.
Instead of sitting at home with your mama. Get two jobs.
Well,
then.
I mean, the thing about it is, you know, it sounds good. You still gotta raise your child. You know, I want to
yeah,
do
I
what I gotta do regardless.
I just think I think
it'll
be a deterrent. I think
it
would be a deterrent.
It may be a slight deterrent. It may be a slight deterrent.
I think
it'll
be a big deterrent.
I don't think so.
I think it'll be, man. I'm telling you, man, a lot of these people won't be doing that shit. A lot of these women won't be doing that shit.
A lot
of these dudes won't be doing that shit.
It's a lot of women that don't get child support and they still laying around fucking and having babies because they stupid. You still gonna, you don't have stupid people around no matter what. Some people just stupid, and they're going to be there. You're going to have stupid people, and then you're going to end up with a whole bunch of damn kids that's parentless. They got a parent in the house, but they don't have a parent.
That's happening right now.
I know. It does happen right now because you're going to have stupid people around forever, no matter what kind of rules you try to make or whatever. But you still speaking from the perspective of a man that takes care of his children. You speaking
yeah,
from that perspective. So you have to take that into consideration with your opinions. And you had the right to be mad. Maya had the right to be mad when they locked her up over $16. Y'all had
yeah,
the right to be upset. But it's a lot of men that have to be forced to take care of their kids. It's a lot of men that have to do that. And they know the kids there.
Right. Like I said, until I was, of course, one of those parents who wasn't doing shit for my child at first because, motherfucker, I didn't believe it was my child. Once I got the goddamn DNA test back, oh, well, then from that point on, I pretty much been paying child support, been around,
but
been in my daughter's life. I don't see my child as much
like
as, I don't see my child as much as I would like to, but that's because, and I had this discussion on Facebook with somebody today, I don't live in the same house with the child. So that had a lot, you know what I'm saying, when you work a night schedule and, when you know what I'm saying, you got other things going on, you just can't.
I mean, I do all
do
that.
It,
I got all that.
You know what
so,
saying?
I mean,
me? So,
and it went for my child being in the house with both her parents. And, you know, but like I said, you make it work. But that's when you're responsible. A lot of people just are not responsible. And we just got to face facts and realize some people have to be made to do certain things, period.
Yeah.
But it should be taken on a case-by-case basis. I don't think it should be an umbrella-type thing.
Yeah, and it's not. It's especially
yeah,
especially the locking
saying.
Up,
that's
especially the jail.
Saying.
Yeah, especially the jail part. You should not just umbrella just lock people up once they get in the rear so much and just suspend their license just because the chick come down and say he ain't paid. Well, bitch, find out why the fuck he ain't paid first.
Well, and that's why I think that's why I would change it. I would put it where it's on a case by case basis instead
right.
of the whole you know
okay.
you just go to jail period.
All right, touche. Thanks for calling the show. What's the next caller? I'm gonna get to everybody. Watch. People don't think I am, but
right.
I am.
Yeah.
LL was up next, and then my homie Mike. LL, what's happening, babe?
Burning up 90.
What's going
what's
on?
What's going on? Still in burning up 95, trying to get to FLA.
Are you going to, what are you going to? You going to the crib?
Yeah, I got to go and help my sister drive my mom to Chicago on Saturday. We got to be there on Saturday, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, have a safe trip, and thanks for calling. Why you on the air though? Why you on the phone? What are you doing? What are you doing?
That's not me. Did you turn my mic off?
Uh-oh, my bad. That was key. Episode 123. Child support. So, you know what the questions are. I know you've been on the line for a minute. Do you pay or receive
yeah.
child support? If so, do you think the amount that you get is fair? That's the first question.
I receive and I pay child support because I got to take care of the little monster. That's the way I look at it. I pay and receive every month, every
which
day.
Which one, God damn it, don't be funny. Which one do you get? Do you receive child support or not?
Yes, I receive child support.
Okay,
do
you think the amount you receive is fair?
Yes, I do think it's fair.
Okay. Do you think the current child support system needs to be fixed? And if so, how would you fix it?
It does need to be fixed. And it, like Keith said, it needs to be on a case-by-case basis. This umbrella thing is not going to work for everybody. You can't generalize a whole population of people. It's just impossible. And that's, but, you know, it's crazy because the only time that they generalize everybody and put them under an umbrella is when it comes to the legal system. When everything else is like you got, you know, everybody split up into groups. But when it comes to child support, something that's going to benefit the state financially, that's when they throw everybody under an umbrella and try to make them all pay the same thing, restitution and back pay. You know what I'm saying? That's the only time they really generalize everybody and put them under that umbrella, when some part of that financial gain can go to the state. Any other time, they don't do it.
So you think child support don't get overhauled? Let me. This is another question. Do you think child support hasn't been overhauled in over 40 years? It started in, what, the 70s, I think. We're in the 2000s. Almost, what, 40 years? A major overhaul since they started it. Do you think the government is behind that? Is it the government? Is the states don't want it overhauled because they get money off these dudes getting locked up and these dudes having to pay these fines for getting their license reinstated? That's revenue. Every time you got to get your license reinstated, that's revenue.
It is.
Is that why it's not going to happen?
Well, they make little changes to child support. At least I'm gonna say, and it's not a fact, I can't say it's a fact, but I'm gonna say they make little changes about every 5 years. Little changes. They're not
but
complete
not
changes.
But nothing that's really fixing the true problem. What about my idea? What do you think, LL, about my idea of having your child support only being able to be put on a card that only can be used for shit that's pertaining to a child? Doesn't that make a lot of sense?
I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem. If you can buy clothes with it, if you can buy food with it, if you can pay
you can't buy any clothes. You can't buy Gucci Couture with it.
I'm not saying Gucci Couture.
You can't buy Dolce
&
Gabbana with it.
If you can buy clothes for the child, if you can buy clothes for the child with it, and you can pay a light bill or water bill with it, or buy food with it, or be able to use it towards, like, expensive for the child, then, yes, the car will work out perfect. I mean, I would applaud that, because then that right there is totally separate from my from the money that I bring in for my employment, and I know what I can do with what and what's going to what. It's like would be the perfect budgeting tool, honestly, because your money's already separated. It's not combined, and you don't have to, you know, it makes it easy for you. But
that's because you know what? You know what, L? That's because you work and you got other money. But it'll kill these motherfuckers sitting around living off the check. It'll kill their asses, and that's why I want to die. That's what I'm trying to kill.
No, I totally agree with you on that.
Yeah,
because I do work, and I don't agree with people sitting at home, got 4 and 5 kids, on Section 8, doing like get ABC vouchers. They ain't paying a daycare, the state paying a daycare. They ain't paying the rent, the state paying the rent. They ain't buying the food, the state buying the food with food stamps. They ain't paying no medical bills because they got Medicaid or Medicare. I can't ever remember which one it is. And they receiving these child support checks and they just living high. I totally disagree with that as well. I mean, if you receive child support and you're on assistance, the government needs to first, just like, you know, I don't know if they still do this, but they used to, if you was on food stamps, whenever they did catch up with the daddy, they would claim that they're going to make him pay all that back. That used to be that way. I don't know if they ever did that. But just like that, if you receive child support and you're on assistance, they need to take their money out that pot and then give you the rest. If you on Section 8, they need to take their money out that child support check. If you got daycare, they need to take that daycare fare out that child support check. You on food stamps, whatever they're giving you a month, maybe he don't send it all the time. But you know what, when that lump sum come, where y'all be sitting around because it's Christmas and then y'all be calling the 800 number, trying to get people locked up because you know they're going to get locked up and you know they're going to get that $1,800, $1,600, whatever, $20, whatever. Okay, well, look, you've been on food stamps for 8 months. Let's calculate that and we're going to take that out, that lump sum, and we'll give you the rest.
I like it. I think I love it. I think I love
totally
it.
I agree with that.
Let's do it.
I totally
Let's
agree
do
with
it.
That.
Let's start a rally. Let's start a petition.
Do
something.
One thing I do want to say is,
okay,
for the dads that do end up in court, a lot of times these daddies get stuck under this umbrella because they go in the courthouse frustrated and mad, thinking that they is going to get stuck with something. Do your research.
read up on the law, see what they can stick you with and what they can't stick you with, and you will be so surprised. Like, I believe it was Key who said, if you spend time with that child, you know what? That lessens that child support payment. Read.
Right.
If you don't read, the oldest saying is, you know what I'm saying, if they don't want a nigga to know about something, they're going to stick it in a book. They're going to write it down. Read up on the child support laws in your state and see what you can be stuck with and see what you can't be stuck with. And when you get in the courtroom, speak, know what you're talking about. So do your research and speak educatedly. And they're not going, they can't stick you with something that you know you can't be stuck with. Not if you got the law. Just like they're using the law, you use the law to your advantage. Know what they can do and what they can't do. I've had the child support lady, I mean, and talk to the other parent, for God's sake. Talk to the other parent.
Sometimes you can't do that all the time.
I agree with that. You can't all the time, but a lot of times people just be like, oh, shit, she driving me in court again, and, you know, I ain't got nothing to say to her, whatever. But, I mean, my baby daddies, we have all come to an agreement. I done been to the courthouse and took baby daddies off of child support so their license wouldn't be getting suspended. Or, you know what I'm saying? No, you can't get a job. You can't go look for a job. You can't drive a car. You can't, if you in jail, you ain't doing nobody no good in jail, you know what I'm saying? Talk to them, see if you can come up with an arrangement, because last time I was in court, the child support lady looked at me and said, you are so stupid, because they were trying to stick him in jail and stick him with all of this and all of that, and I was like, no, me and him can come up with an agreement.
So the child support lady called you stupid because you didn't want to get your child's father locked up.
Called me stupid. She said, you ain't never going to get a dime out of him. You're never going to get a dime out of him. Well, you know what? Let me handle that. That's me and his child. Y'all come to court. All y'all go is to lock people up because y'all sitting there with y'all calculator trying to see how much they're going to have to pay to get out and what percentage is going to y'all. Y'all sit there with that. None of that's doing me no good. That's not doing me no good. It ain't my first run-in. I done had a couple of run-ins with child support people. I mean, you know, like, okay, he been on child support a year, and he ain't sent me a dime. What is y'all doing? Don't worry about it, because y'all obviously ain't doing nothing. State of Florida is funny, though. You got to, but know your shit. Men and women, when you go to that courthouse. And don't let them white folks, sorry, Jenna, but don't let them white folks do it all for you, because they ain't got your best interest, his best interest, or the child's best interest in mind. They bringing up their percentage. They calculate in their percentage. Trust and believe.
You catch more flies with sugar than shit. You feel me?
Yes.
You catch more flies with sugar than shit. If you try to negotiate when I'm doing bad, I'm on hard times. If I can't call and talk to you about it, and you can't fix it, and you can't change it. If I've been paying child support for X amount of years and I come to you and I say, look, take me off papers because I don't want to be in the system, I'll pay you the same thing, but just make it come out of my check. So just in case anything happened to me or whatever, I ain't got to worry about being in the rears or getting locked up and all that. If you don't do that, don't get mad when I don't answer the phone when you're talking about some money shit. Next caller. Oh, and also, you might not want to take pictures on Facebook with a whole bunch of money waving up and shit. If you are backed up in child support. And that leads me to Mike. So,
no
Mike.
Spot like that, though.
Yeah, I had to, because that was just retarded. I'm not letting you live that down.
Hey, you know what? I'll be honest.
678.
I ain't give a fuck if that bitch saw that shit or not.
Here we are. Here we are where we're at. Hold on. 678-206, you next. And that's the Keisha L. Everybody stay on the line. K100 Internet Radio, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. We're on Facebook. We're on MySpace. We're on iTunes. Look us up. Do it now. I got my homie Mike. Mike is going through some child support shit himself. He's not with child support right now. He's anti-child support. He's been going through a lot of child support shit with his child's mother. Now, before Mike says his statement and says his piece, I got one thing that I want to say that I got on my homeboy's behalf, and I want all of you motherfuckers to pay attention. I will not advocate in a situation where a motherfucking parent is on child support and is denied access to the motherfucking child. What's the motherfucking game, bitches? If you're going to put a motherfucker on child support, if the system's going to ask this man for money, if he's going to get put in arrears, if he's going to get locked up, go to jail. It should even be a motherfucking no-brainer if he want to see, lay eyes on, and spend time with the motherfucking child. It shouldn't have to go through court. If he's on child support, you know the child is his. If you go get child support from him, bitch, he gotta check. He gotta see the child. Ain't no if you want to, how you feel about it, bitch. Bring the child, produce the child, or hold you get locked up. That's on my homeboy's defense.
Yeah.
All right, homie. Here we go.
Yeah, and pretty much, you explained it good. You know, I ain't seen him in since he was a baby. He just turned 14 years old. He's a teenager, and the court pretty much said, hey, you know, you've waited too long to do this. You know, they've said, you know, this and that. You're in the rear of child support, and I was like, well, shit. You know, I see you've paid. They said, I see you've paid $18,000 through the years. But you're in the rears, you know, $20,000. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, you know, I'm looking at it, I'm like, okay, $18,000, that's a lot of motherfucking money. You know what I'm saying? And I have not seen my son. I ain't never talked to him. You know what I'm saying? Like you said,
because the mom remarried, hid the child from you, lied, told the child basically that you didn't even fucking exist, told the
child. Yeah. Pretty much said, you know, her husband's gonna.
No, if you,
you know,
if this right about
gonna,
now, I don't know if that's still up in the air, but has received $18,000 in child support from you, whether you owe her 20 or not.
Yeah.
Whether you owe her 20 or not.
Period.
The point
is,
she didn't let you see the child. When you was trying to contact the child, she threw your letters away. You tried to get to get visitation to see the child. She hid. She went off to Hawaii. Okay, so I'm bashing you, but then again, I'm letting everybody know the whole full scale story behind your story. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That was crazy what you did on Facebook or whatever, because you was in the real child support. You shouldn't have did that. But at the same time, I can understand somebody not want to pay child support when they're not even allowed to have access to the child. Who does that? Why doesn't she get locked up for not being able to produce a child? Now I know everybody's. Oh, I got three people raising their hand. But let me tell you, I'm back on Mike's fault. What Mike didn't do was like LL just said, read up on his shit, go through the proper channels and procedures. It probably was some legal course of action that you could have
did. That's what the judge said. But you know what? You know, motherfucker, let me tell you another thing. When you got a child in another state, boy, that changes every motherfucking thing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you just can't just. I mean, if my child was here in Jacksonville, I told the judge last week when I went, I said this never would have happened. I said if I was even in the same state, more or less the same city, I said.
Right.
But it is not that easy sometimes when you're working. You know what I'm saying? You know, I mean. You know, I was trying to explain that to him, and he basically was like, well, if you really cared enough, you would have did it, you know, and da-da-da-da-da. You know, I only see two attempts over, you know, a 10-year period. That's unacceptable. That boy don't know you, you know what I'm saying, blah, blah, blah. So I'm sitting here like, okay, well, shit, why the fuck I got to pay then? I don't know, that shit, you know what I'm saying? And it's funny how the court tries to come at you as if, you know, well, you know, you should still, that's your son, you should still want to take care of him. No, actually, I don't. I don't know a motherfucking red-blooded human being on this planet of 4.5 billion people that would want to pay for a child that they don't see. I have yet to meet that person. Have you met that person?
Never met him.
You know what I'm saying?
Never met him.
I kind of came at the judge like that, and he was just like, how dare you? You disrespecting my court by even saying that. You know, it's your fault. You need to look in the mirror. He tried to tell me about myself, but he didn't say
nothing.
Well,
you had some problems, Mike. You was wrong, but this is my whole point. I'm not going to absolve you of everything that you did wrong. You was wrong, okay?
Yeah.
And I've told you on multiple occasions because you're my friend
she don't deserve a dollar of my money I hustled for and put my ass on the line for the last few years for. She don't get, you know what I'm saying? I wanted to wear that $25,000 in her motherfucking face on Facebook. I didn't give a fuck she saw that shit or not. Bitch, you will not ever get a dollar of this shit. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, I'm already researching ways because I don't give a fuck. I'll take this debt to my motherfucking grave. You know what I mean? I'll go to jail. I'm to that point. Well, I'm really thinking about it hard. The only thing I'm going to tell you, that upsets me the most is me driving. You know what I'm saying? Because I know this guy is going to suspend my license. You know what I'm saying? And that shit, that I don't need that shit. Well, why the fuck would you driving? I have no idea. But you know what I'm saying? But I mean, I'm to a point where I'm like almost willing to look at the judge and say, you know what, y'all lock me up, sis. I don't give a fuck. You won't let me see my. I tried to do it the legal way and everything, and y'all will not. you say I can't see my son, but I still got to pay child support.
I'm not gonna go back and forth with it. I'm not gonna even straddle the fence. Once the motherfucking pussy ass judge told you, I'm not gonna allow you visitation of your son, whether you and would you try? I know for a fact you tried before. You tried to contact the mama. The mama wouldn't take your call. She moved to fucking Hawaii, got remarried, act like you didn't even exist to the child. Whether you was paying child support or not, you still was trying to see your child, whether you had the money or not. You went to a judge. You go to the judge and say, I just want to see my child. You haven't seen the child in so many years, so that's why you ain't paid child support, because you ain't seen the child. You tell the judge, I want to see my child. They say no, but you still got to pay the child support. You matter of fact, nigga, I might tell the cracker to kiss my ass, too. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? I might tell him to kiss my ass in that scenario, in that situation. You feel what I'm saying? Your situation is kind of crazy. You kind of dove yourself into the hole a little bit with it. But at the end of the day, if a judge tell me that I got to pay you $20,000, but still say, I'm still not going to make you allow you to have access to the child, well, bitch, fuck it, nigga. Right out.
You know, and
I feel what you're saying.
Yeah, he saw that money on the Facebook page, and he just was like, "Oh, I know what's going on." You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's irrelevant to them. You shouldn't have done that.
Because
I don't have to ask. See, I'm not even going to ask Mike the standard question because I already know what Aunt Mike's answers is, and from this conversation, you should too, K100 family. You understand what I'm saying? It's pretty much a rhetorical question at this point with Mike. So I'm going to go ahead and get to my next caller. You feel what I'm saying? Because everybody understands basically what's going on. Mike doesn't think anything about the child support system is fair. In my homie's defense, in his case, I've already mashed Mike on numerous occasions about shit. But I will not mash my homie because I know for a fact that he's made attempts to see his child.
And you know
over
her
the
personally.
Years. He fucking had a baby by a super bitch with a controlling father who pulled her strings and made her because he didn't like Mike. He didn't like Mike. Mike is a bit of an asshole, but that's not the point. You ain't the motherfucking daddy. That's the baby daddy. But he made her, held over her head, a place to stay and tuition for college to cut him off. That's why Mike was cut out of the child's life. She got remarried, moved to Hawaii, all that shit, and they still want Mike to pay child support, and he can't see the child. The bitch kept the child from him. Mike shouldn't have waved the motherfucking money on Facebook when he was in the rears of child support, but fuck paying child support if I can't see the motherfucking child. Next motherfucking caller. 678-206, you're on the air with K100.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on? How you doing? What's poppin'?
I'm all right. I want to tell everybody out there, when you call your child support, I know you got a lot of listeners who say, oh, I don't care about child support. I take care of my own kid, blah, 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 if that is the truth. If y'all do call child support, please respect the people who giving you the information. I work for child support and can't stand my job because them bitches is so calling in. Because of $7 for administrative fees. That's my $7. I want my money. And calling me bitches and all this other stuff when I'm trying to put you up on game, all you got to do is call over, act professional, ask questions, be nice, and they will tell you what you, everything that y'all saying, read up on, will be told to you if you call up there and act like you got some sense. That's okay. My biggest problem.
Okay, so this is my own girl. I'm glad you called in because we got somebody from the other coin. Not the mama, not the daddy. We got somebody from the motherfucking system on the line. Now, you don't even know how happy I am that you called. You feel me? Because now this is gonna be a totally not. You know what? I'm not gonna say that because you got kids and they don't. You getting child support, don't you?
I get child support for one.
Okay, so
and I got one that owe me over 5 stacks that ain't paid a dime. How about working for child support and don't get a dime? How about that one? But yeah,
okay. So all right. Whatever. You know, you got different things going on here. But I want to talk to it from an agency standpoint. I got somebody representing the agency on the line. Okay. Agent. Do you think the child support system is fair?
No. Totally fucked up.
All right. Now, everybody that's been listening to this podcast, everybody that's listening to my show, everybody that's listening to my rants and raves and say, he's just trying to take it for this party or that party, fuck you. I got somebody from the agency that just told you it's fucked up. I can't get no plainer than that, Sean.
Child support is the reason why these bitches are so money hungry. I think that's the reason, and child support don't make it any better by you being late 2 months qualify you to get your license taken. Once your license taken, you halfway to court. Who does that? You get served. If you give a fuck up address, a girlfriend address, you break up with her, they serve you at that address, you're considered served. Now, since you broke up with your new girlfriend, she don't have to tell you about the court date, but if you don't come, there's your warrant. It's totally fucked up. I totally agree. And I think that's mainly the reason why these bitches are so money hungry like they are, because child support can do half of the shit that they do.
God damn it. You heard it here first. I would do 21 guns, but I'm running out of time. Salute. Fuck that shit. You heard a motherfucker from the agency that worked for the agency just said, half of these thirsty bitches getting child support do it. It's going through the shit and doing the shit they do because they know they can. Because they know child support can do what they do. Come on.
It's not just me. They call in and say, he riding this, he living with this, he got this big ass house, and what y'all going to do about my money? Okay, well, technically, child support in our policy, if he's 30 days with no payment or 30 days with a partial payment, we have to. Even though she called up on some hating ass shit, and he might be, you know, paying or whatever, maybe coming out of his check, but he still get that license suspension in the mail, we have to do something. And that's all child support. It totally needs to be redone. I think, to be honest with you, it should be bring both parents in. If he ain't paying, both y'all got to come in. What are you doing for us before we go after him? And if you ain't doing shit, why the fuck we need to go after him? I think it need to be broke down that both parents need to do equal responsibility for their child. I understand I have two. I raised my kids. But if you got pregnant by a no good ass motherfucker, why do you think the system don't change anything? You can't collect nothing. Can't squeeze blood out of a turnip. You know what I'm saying? So at one point are you gonna stop and realize this nigga ain't gonna take care of shit? I lay down and fuck him. I'm not justifying him leaving and running off doing what he do, but ain't no point in you calling up the child support being pissed off because you can't get no money or you might be $7 short. Like, for real. Seriously. You know what I'm saying?
What do you think about my suggestion that we put that we make the child support where they can't, and maybe you could clear this up for me. First of all, since you in Georgia, does the child support take into consideration what the parent make expenses and all that from both parties? Do they do that, or am I just lost?
Yeah, it's child related expenses. We don't care about mortgages, car notes, none of that. We care about child related expenses, activities, tutors, after school programs, clothes, everything that's related to the child is what they'll consider. Anything else, car notes and all that, they don't.
As far as the money that they're gonna pay what perspective are you saying it from the woman's side? Like, that's how much she can get based on that, or what do you mean?
That's between both parents. So they take both parents' income, look at what both parents do for the child. If he pays for daycare, insurance, and everything for the child, his child support is going to be way lower than if she was doing everything.
So what if the child don't even go to daycare? What if the child don't go to daycare?
Any other expenses, health insurance, medical insurance.
What if there's no expenses? What if she don't take lessons or do anything? Like, what if she just come home after school every day and she chill at the house and don't do shit?
Then they'll just take the incomes in. Whatever, if the child has no other expenses and they'll take both of their wages, see how much he's making, she's making, and determine it'd be.
Hold up. My bad. You got 30 seconds to call 347-934-0966. I'm running out of time. Everybody that's listening to the show streaming live on the internet, you got 20 seconds to call 347-934-0966 to get in on the after party to join the show, because it stopped streaming live over the internet in about 19 seconds. 347-934-0966. I'm going to continue this conversation with my own girl from the agency, and we're going to let this go over to the after party, but the show is only scheduled to stream live on the internet for 2 hours. But I'm not ending the show. 347-934-0966. I'm not even doing the outro music. If you didn't call it, oh well. And we're in the after party. And it's that quick and it's that fast. Sorry, everybody. No warning. I normally give like a warning to my my bad, but right now we're in the we're not streaming live on the internet, but of course all of this, all the 11 people that's listening to the show right now still on the phone lines, all 11 people on the phone lines still, this goes onto the MP3 downloadable version of the show, and we're back. I'm still got my homegirl's mic open from the agency. Now, what do you feel about my suggestion? And I'm going to get to Keisha F in the after party. Because I didn't get to her, so I'm going to take Keisha's call, and then I'm going to open up all the mic lines so everybody can talk freely, all right? Everybody can kind of go back and forth. So give me a minute to finish this caller, and then Keisha, and then I'll open up the mics for the free-for-all. So my friend from the agency right here, what do you think about my idea about making it where the money that you get in child support can only be paid to things related to the child? How hard or difficult do you think that really is? Couldn't that be done, or am I just dreaming?
You know, it could be. And I would say, I think that's a good idea, to be honest with you. Because I at one point used to say, how you going to do that? Because, like me, it ain't guaranteed that I'm going to get my money. So I'm going to take care of my kids first, and whatever's left is me. You know what I'm saying? So if he decided to pay, then I already took care of my kids, so what's left is mine. But then I thought about it, like, I mean, you got prepaid cards and shit like that you can use it for or whatever, gift cards or whatever. So, yeah, I think it's a cool idea because, hell, all my shit is go to bills and school clothes and shoes and haircuts and all that other stuff. I don't hardly get me shit. So it's whatever. If they did it, it wouldn't affect me, man, because I do what I'm supposed to do with my kids' money.
That's right, and I'm not trying to punish good parents, good moms. See, my ideas, every idea that I implemented tonight, that I said would not punish a good mother. Once again,
yes.
Every idea that I brought up on this damn show tonight would not punish a good mother or a good father, or it would not punish a good parent. All
right?
It would definitely fuck up a bad one, though. Make no mistake about it. It would fuck up a bad one. But it wouldn't punish a good one. Thanks for calling, man. I'm glad you called in, and I'm glad you gave the unbiased agency side of things. Right, like I said, once again, everybody listening to the podcast and everybody that's on the phone lines and everybody that did listen to the show, that was major, because now it doesn't make me seem like just a bitter person. I'm not even bitter because I'm on child support or whatever, but I handle my business. You feel what I'm saying? When I'm working, I pay it. If I ain't working, what the fuck can I do? What the fuck can I do? If I ain't got it, I ain't got it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But unfortunately, I'm on state child support for one of my kids. So even when I don't got it, it don't matter. I can still get locked the fuck up for it. And that's why that particular parent, we all right. We cool. But at the end of the day, she ain't got a gravy like the other one for that simple fact, because I'm on state child support for that one. So when I'm fucked up and I can't do and I got the possibility of getting locked up, you get less. You catch more flies with sugar than shit. It ain't got nothing to do about how much I love my daughter over my son, and everybody know my situation. But, motherfucker, I'm on state child support with you. So I give you what the fuck I feel like giving you extra. And if you got a problem with it, I don't give a shit, because I'm on state child support with you. The other one, I try and help out more. The other one can call me for some extra shit, about some shit that ain't got nothing to do with my kid. And if I got it, she can get it. Not that other one. Not happening. You know what I'm saying? It's not happening. I'm on state child support. And I offered the olive branch and the peace offering to take me off of state and let me pay you the same amount out of allotment like I'm doing the other one. You said no. When you said no, you made your bed, you're lying. All right? That's my story. I'm sticking to it. Thanks for calling. Stay on the line for that part if you can, though, because I'm going to open up the mics and then we're going to have everybody. That's where everybody talking. They probably want to ask you some questions. So if you can you hold on for a little bit?
Yeah.
All right. Keisha F., and then I'm going to open up the mic lines. What's popping, babe? Thanks for calling the show.
What's going on?
What's going on? Episode 123, we're in the after party. We still got people on the phone lines and everything. Hopefully nobody loses their signal or something, because I'm not going to dial anybody out. But do you receive child support, yes?
Yeah, and I pay.
You pay? How do you pay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You pay child support?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Interesting.
I know. A lot of people know that.
Do you think it's fair what you pay and what you get? I mean, where are you at with it?
It pretty much breaks even. I think it's fair what I pay because my son will be taken care of regardless. And the reason that I pay child support for my son, I'll give you the backstory. When I moved to Chicago, my son went to live with his dad. And so that he would be taken care of, we decided that child support was what we would do. Because as long as he's been alive, my son's 11, we've always co-parented. So as long as he's been alive, my child has been a traveling baby. He's been 4 days with me, 3 days with dad, 3 days with dad. Or, you know, it was always that way. We've always co-parented and we've always had a good relationship. So it's easy for me to be okay with paying child support because now my son's school is on that side of town where his dad lives, and, I mean, we live in the same side of town, so if I can leave the house right now and go get him and say he's come with me, there's not an issue. So, I mean, that's the relationship that I have with my son's dad. But my daughter...
If y'all live in the same city and y'all co-take care of him, why do you pay child support? Why don't y'all just...
We just never went back and settled it. And then, again, if he's over here with me, if I need something, I have it. If he's with his dad and he needs something extra, he's got it. So it all breaks even with his dad. So,
okay.
Honestly, I don't have an issue with it.
All right. Okay, and on the other end, do you think it's fair what you're receiving for your other child?
That's a different story.
Here you go.
I mean, no, in all honesty, what he pays in child support takes care of daycare, and he won't do anything else. I mean, when he has her, he takes care of, there's no issue. I can send her with zero clothes, and he's not a bad father. I won't say that he's a bad father. It's just mm-hmm. that we don't get along. So,
well, that's
I mean,
not, yeah, that had nothing to do with it at all, though, so I'm not even
Exactly. So, like yeah. I said, I mean, we don't get along, but that doesn't affect the way that he takes care of his child. But
okay.
My issue with him, with as far as child support goes, is don't ask me why she doesn't have a closet full of clothes or extra shoes all the dang time when the money that you send me pays for daycare. You see what I'm saying? Don't bug me when I say, well, she has the same pair of shoes she had 6 months ago because she doesn't have a different pair of shoes just because I haven't been to the store. Don't be upset because she's not rolling around with a name scraped across her behind or, you know, name brands all across her chest looking like some ghetto fabulous mama. Because that's what you would do. I'm sorry, but I'm not that way. I've never been raised that way, and I'm not going to raise my children to be that way. So that's my issue with him. He feels like if he's paying child support, she should have all kinds of extra stuff. And that just doesn't happen.
Okay. I'm on your side on that one. I'm on your side. Do you think child support is do you think it's fair that men can or people can get locked up for not paying child support, get their license suspended if they can't pay? Not if they won't pay and they got it but can't pay because they're still going to go to jail.
No, I don't think it's fair. I don't think it's fair because when I was on maternity leave, I wasn't getting paid and what was it? I think it was 2 months. I was behind 2 months for my son. I didn't end up with a suspended license or anything like that. I didn't even have to go to court and say, hey, I'm going to make this arrangement. I don't know what happened. Until this day, I don't know what happened. I've never had an issue with my license or anybody coming to look for me. But I did end up paying it back out of my income tax.
All right. Well, okay. Well, if you got to pay the money back, you got to pay the money back. But I can understand that. I can understand that part. You feel what I'm saying? But... people getting locked up and getting their license suspended is just ridiculous to me. Do you think if we cut out child support, for people unless they was married that it would help some of the social issues that we have?
Mm-mm.
You don't think so? You don't like that idea I got?
No. I mean, I like your idea, no problem, but there's still going to be those people who are just making babies for the sake of making babies and then pissed off because they're having to chase somebody around because they won't do this, that, and the other for their child. They're still going to be deadbeat.
But that's your fault. You made your bed laying it. You made your bed laying it.
It would definitely be their problem. They couldn't take it to court.
Yeah.
But I think there would probably be a lot more incidents. There would probably be a whole lot more fighting, people going missing, or, you know, just a lot more crime.
Well, yeah, well, but yeah, I think we have a lot less illegitimate kids. Last question before I open up the phone lines. What about my idea about making child support on some kind of card that only can be used for the things for the child?
Yeah. I mean, I have no issue with that. And, you know, as far as being divorced, they can actually do things like that in court. When the court handles your child support and the way that you're going to take care of your children, they can mandate that you show receipts in as far as, you know, what you're paying for the child.
Okay. All right. Touche. All right, everybody. Welcome to the after party. I'm opening up the phone lines. Dang, some more people had to leave, I guess. I got T. Lewis, I got Maia, I got my homegirl from the ADC, Keisha F. Got Jana. Who is this private caller? Is that you, Key? Key? No? Private caller right here? Private caller. What's your number block? Yo, I don't know who that is. Shay's on the line, and I got another caller on the line that's a private caller. I don't know who they are either.
Hello.
If you're on the phone line right now, then your mic is open. Who is this? Who said hello?
It's me. I had to call back in.
Oh, okay. I got another call on the line that's not saying anything, even though I opened up their mic. Hello? All right, whatever. So anybody got any questions for my friend that's working for the child support agency while she's on the line? I don't want to keep her up late.
Oh, I forgot I had my phone on mute.
Oh, that was key. I knew it was her. Anybody got any questions for my friend that's on the line from the child support agency? Anybody?
Yeah, I do. I do.
Go ahead.
I have a question because when she was saying that they don't take, like, the mortgage and all that stuff into consideration, is it different if you were married, like, you're doing it through a divorce? Because they took all that into consideration with mine.
Yes, a divorce decree is totally different from an order that the state does. So a divorce decree, you pretty much get anything out of him. Like, we've seen some crazy divorce decrees. The state agency can't do all of that. So we'll just base it off of the child-related expenses.
Aha. So, but you know what, though? One thing about it, that's listen, ladies. Listen to what she just said, ladies. Oh, my bad. Ladies. Everything that she just said, everybody that's listening to the show, think about what she just said. She said she don't have as much power as a divorce decree. A divorce decree can be more crazy. So that means you should, in fact, want to be married to a motherfucker before you had a baby. Because you probably can get more shit with your goddamn gold-digging ass. Obviously, man.
Oh, you wrong for that. Now, you
did
that wrong. All right, now.
Yeah.
I'm married to that motherfucker. I'm trying to get that bitch back. Everything, including his motherfucking name. Bitch, I ain't asking no alimony, no child support, no car, no motherfucking moving expenses, nigga, nothing. Get this shit and get the fuck on.
I got a question. Would anybody like to ask Maia a question? Maia is the only. She's not. Keisha does. Keisha pays child support too, which I didn't know. But to the two ladies that pay child support, that's really normally odd, dude. Does anybody give y'all any kind of funny looks when you say that? Like, I pay child support?
Yeah, I pay my child support. You know what I'm saying? I mean, because I know it goes to the welfare of my child. I don't care how nobody look at me. I mean, I have said some absurd shit, okay, 100. You know what I'm saying? To give me some looks if I wanted to look or cared about that shit. But you know what I'm saying? To say that I pay child support, I'm proud of the fact that I take care of my daughter. I don't have a problem with that.
No,
I
think he's saying that because it's kind of uncommon when a female, you know, because like you're saying, it's so one-sided. It's normally a female is the one with the custodian. She's the primary custodian. So he's probably talking about it that way. Like, why a woman paying child support to a man?
Yeah. Hold on.
But
you know what, Go ahead.
Let her answer. Go ahead, Maya.
Yeah.
No, I just think that, you know what I'm saying, my situation, you know what I'm saying, like, the other female, I'm not exactly who know exactly who it was or whatever, you know what I'm saying, that paid child support. But in my situation, it wasn't so much because that worked for us, as in her situation. That was just something he did to be, you know what I'm saying, a bitch toward me. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh.
Because, like, somebody else had previously said, I find when, you know what I'm saying, like, when he went to prison and I was getting, like, assistance for my daughter, like I said, I was 16 when I had my daughter. And I was getting assistance from the state when I had my daughter. So they automatically put you on child support. But when he got out of prison and was able to help me take care of that or whatever, because I only got food stamps, they didn't take, like, I didn't get AFDC. So it was the money was actually owed to me for child support. I went down there and forgave the arrears. I was like, I don't want it. If he going to be here and do what he need to do, then that's fine. But then you turn around and do the same shit, have me locked up for 16 fucking hours, that's some bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
That's real fag. That's some fag shit right there, for real.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's a crazy situation. Anybody else got anything they want to add?
That's one of them things where men, it's like, that's where all the spite come from. You know, you put me on child support, so I'm going to put you on it. And that, it ain't got nothing to do with the child. And that we see that at the agency a lot. And then we be, in the minute, then they be the worst custodial parent to call in. Oh, y'all want to take my license after 2 months because she can get off for 3 months and ain't do nothing. Y'all ain't doing nothing to her because y'all always looking out for the women. We hear that all the time. All the
Is
time.
That true?
The worst ones. That, no, we treat all cases. Well, I can't say because we do have some shady agents, you know what I'm saying, some slow-ass offices. But when I did it, I treated everybody the same, you know what I'm saying? Male, female, 6 kids, 7 kids, 1. You know what I'm saying? It just really didn't matter to me. I'm going to let you know what I expect. You let me know what you can work with. And I'm with you all day because the point is we trying to get money for the kid.
Take
I don't want to see
child.
You in jail. Right. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to see you in jail. And as a mother, I don't want to see you fucked up. So we gonna work something out. And that's how I always work my caseload. Man, but
and I think it's messed up what LL said when the lady was like, you know, you stupid. It's like everybody don't want them in their business.
Right.
Like, why would you even say that to somebody? Like, because my attorney, my divorce attorney, she was like, you sure you want to do that? I was like, I'm not trying to. I want him to be able to survive and live. He takes care of his child. I'm not going to sit there and just, you know, I'm like, they want you to drag these men or women, whoever. They want you to drag their ass through the mud. And that's just stupid to me.
Well, sometimes they do have a lot of females that just be like, hell no, take his ass to jail. And if you hear that more than anything. So if you
hear
that,
that's what I'm saying. Right. And like you on the phone, you can tell us. Because, see, I like to deal in statistics and absolutes for the most part. Sometimes when I do shows, I look at my facts. But you behind the scenes. You feel what I'm saying? You're telling the people right now that's listening to the podcast and listening to it on the phones or whatever, which most people do listen to the podcast version. Listen, everybody, what she just said is my whole point. You got more people using child support in a vindictive manner than what is used for. And then the problem is the only reason why they do it in the vindictive manner is because it's legal. They know, like she said earlier, they know the agency has to do something when they call. They have to do all. They have to. If the agency didn't have that power, they couldn't be so vindictive.
Right. Right.
You see what I'm saying? And that's my whole problem with the system. That's
They need to change.
Go ahead, T-Lewis.
To add along with that, most of the stuff that I've seen as far as some of my homeboys and stuff like that has been vindictive female. Like for one instance, I got a story about one of my boys I used to work with, and he had twins from his baby mama. So he at the time, I didn't even know when he was working together, that was his second job. So one day this female came in, and she said, hey, she asked me, do you know so-and-so? And I said, yeah. And she said, was he here today? And I said, yeah. I didn't know who the person was. So, you know, I didn't know if it was a sister or what it was. And so he came to work the next day and said, and I told him, I said, this person was looking for you. He said, how does she look? And I described the baby mom and everything. So next thing you know, I find out later, because he didn't even come to work. He just stopped coming to work altogether. And find out she went to drive, find out and dig to see if he had a second job, but she can get more money out of this dude. So because he was barely making it for what the child support he had to do, but she was mad because he left her for a white girl, basically what it came down to.
Right.
She was using the system. She was using the system to just jam him up. And I'm like, man, she's trying to get as much as she can from him.
Right. Because
she's trying to make sure he suffers.
Right. So he had a second job to fill. He had to get a second job to fill in so he could basically be able to live. And this, you know what I'm saying? And this is why I'm saying that it should be like a just, I don't know, you know, just the amount of money that they can take sometimes is a little bit crazy. You feel me? I don't understand if you can show that you got a certain amount of living, basic living expenses. We ain't talking about new Jordans or whatever, but if I can show what I was making. I could show you where at the end of the day, I might only have a small amount of money after I pay for food, cable, whatever, you know what I'm saying? And people be like, well, you don't need cable. Well, my kids come over to my motherfucking house. What the fuck are they going to watch when they come over? You feel what I'm saying? They want to watch cartoons when they're over here. Just like they want to watch cartoons at their mama's house. So, bitch, I do need cable. You know what I'm saying?
But you got to listen to what you're saying, though. You got to listen to what you're saying because you was just saying earlier that, well, that ain't the type of lifestyle you can live over there that you just can't get it. So that's you got to really think about it being even across the board. You can, because earlier you was like, well, hell, if your mama live in a project, she just live in a project. But now you saying, well, now I need cable because my kids want to see cable over there. They want
that's
to
that's a bill
here.
For me, though. I'm not no, talking about, but that's
I'm
a bit,
saying,
but that's
I'm
a basic,
saying.
But that's a basic
saying,
bill.
Your,
I'm not talking about,
child,
I'm not talking, but I was using that to say about flying in Lear jets, okay? If I'm flying in Lear jets over here and that bitch in the projects, when they come over here, they're flying Lear jets. Bitch, when they come over there, you know what I'm saying? They may, you may not be in the projects, but you don't need to be flying in Lear jets, too. If you
but
ain't
see the whole thing behind that, when I read up on that, the whole thing behind that is why some of these women get these ridiculous amounts is because the system says that the child should be able to live the same type of lifestyle no matter what parent they're with because it causes strife with the child. And the child is like, well, I don't want to be with you because I can't do nothing when I'm with you. You broke.
Well,
you know,
bitch,
so
get a job or don't get a hustle then.
But some of them have jobs. They just can't afford the type of lifestyle of the other parents.
Oh, well,
so,
you didn't goddamn go to college. You didn't shoot 1,000 jump shots in high school to get this motherfucking goddamn mean-ass jumper I got, bitch. You ain't 6'6", bitch. You can't do it.
Well, okay, I'm just saying.
Oh,
listen to what you're talking
God.
About.
Hey,
you trying to
like
make it? You trying to make it fair?
Was in court with his baby mama.
Yep.
He took him to court.
Like,
he made a song about this.
So hey,
I
no, it
I
is
think,
what it is.
I think to a certain extent. I mean, it don't cost well over a lifetime. It do cost a lot of money to raise a kid. But what he worked for is what he worked for, and I can understand that if he got a certain status, you're going to want your kids to have that if it's, in fact, going to your kids. But why wouldn't you be okay with getting a regular amount of child support? And if he want to do more, if he see your kid in some skippers or whatever, and he got the money to do it, he ain't going to just not let his kid come around and skippers. What does his money have to? What does having all this money
too,
basically being taken care of by your ex? I don't understand that.
But then too, you gotta like with certain aspects. If the father is like a celebrity, like Puffy or something, think of your child needs security. No matter who the fuck they with, like just because your mama don't have the money,
Make him pay for security.
She can't spend security
at the mall. Make him pay for security.
That's what
she can't take any shit and go buy a Benz with it.
That's what I'm saying, though. You have to take it on a case-by-case basis. You just can't say, well, since she don't have it, the child can't get it. You
got to
take it on a case-by-case basis. You can't just flat out say, well, bitch, you didn't work for it, so you can't get it. No, when you got a celebrity child, that child need other shit that some kids don't need. Period.
Listen to what I'm saying, Key. Listen to what I'm saying. I'm not saying they don't need it. I know he needs security. Get security and send Puffy the bill. Puffy got to pay for security.
Right.
But goddamn, she can't take that goddamn bill. He paid the bill. He didn't give her the money.
And well,
I
see, back when
it.
You got the difference between if they were married and if they just a baby mama, that's where the difference comes in. That's where it's the fucking difference.
That's what I said.
And when she's taking him to school, she don't need a panel to take him to school.
No, she don't.
She damn sure don't. She don't need that.
Right. My husband can take him to school. Matter of fact, I can buy a motherfucking goddamn car, pay for the driver, go pick my kid up and take him to school in the Phantom, bitch, and you can drive your Honda where the fuck you gotta go.
Hey, I'm with that too. that's cool too. But most people don't do it. They ain't gonna do right like that.
The system not gonna let him do that. The system gonna tell her to buy that bitch a motherfucking family.
Yep.
Or pay her so she can get one. That's what the system gonna do. And that's my
problem. We already established that the system is all jacked up anyway. We
already
established that.
I'm just venting. Anybody else got anything? I'm only going to do a 30-minute after party, and we got 7 minutes left. Anybody got anything else?
I just want to say one time for them chicks who not running behind them niggas, making them pay shit, that's taking care of their kids by their motherfucking self, who really don't care. You understand what I'm saying? Because you don't really know about those kind of chicks like that.
Yeah. You know, it's funny that all
you
the K-100 chicks feel like that.
We different type of chicks. We different type of chicks. You know what I'm saying? We ain't the average, run of the mill.
I noticed a lot of the K-100 chicks was like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what's up with that.
It's crazy. And I'm just saying, try working for child support. Get cussed out on the regular and still not get no child support on your
day. But I ain't going to lie to you, though. I did cuss the child support lady out one time, though. And it could have been you.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. But I had to stop because I was so mad. Because, just like I said, man, I got locked up. I've been locked up before for child support. And what happened was I had lost my job. You feel what I'm saying? And I had paid child support for like 5 years straight up to that point. No problems, no, because I was working. Lost my job. Couldn't find a job or whatever. You feel what I'm saying? Wasn't getting no unemployment or nothing like that. You feel what I'm saying? So I had missed like 6 months of payments. Driving down the street one day, get pulled over for some other shit. Run my license. Oh, you got a child support warrant and your license suspended. You feel what I'm saying? And so,
yeah.
like with that right there, okay, let me ask you, matter of fact, since I got my homegirl on the line, I'm finna go in and kill a major argument. After 6 months, does that kick in automatically, or did she have to call down there and tell them to do that? Did that, or was that automatic?
To lock you, or to suspend your license?
Uh-huh.
She had to call. Well, it depends on the case. If it's in a big, because there's been plenty of times where I had cases that went undone because I haven't heard from either one of them. If I hear from you, if you working, it's certain things that notify the agent about you to bring your case up. Other than that, we're hearing from these females. If I ain't got a payment in 6 months, what's going on? I look through the notes, and we ain't did nothing in a year. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, oh, well, I guess I got to send this over because ain't no payments. Ain't nothing noted. So more than likely, she called.
Yes, she called.
I would say 90%. Yeah, she called.
I know she called. You feel me? Even though I told her, hey man, you know, I just lost I lost my job or whatever, man. I ain't working right now, so you know what I'm saying? I don't know when I'm going back to work or whatever. She still had to call in order for them to bring that to my attention. I already knew that. The bitch tried to tell me no, I didn't, but like for real, I know you did, Shawty. Cause ain't no way in hell.
So me no.
Cause this nigga just goddamn got 2-3 years by child support, who license ain't suspended. So I know you had to call and make a fuss in order for them to suspend my license. Which is why when you call my motherfucking phone by anything extra, bitch, kill yourself.
Yeah, that one caller was right with, you know, the ones that cry, you go in and make a fuss to a certain extent. Yeah, they keep your name. I used to know names by heart. I know this lady named Robin. And I couldn't stand her. I refused to work with her because she came in and was, like, that adamant on getting her child support. And it was like, damn, let him breathe. He just came in here and paid $1,000. Because you got to pay $1,000 weekly, you know what I'm saying? Now you're crying. Right.
Oh, oh, oh. What the fuck does this nigga do?
$1,000 a week. It ain't what he do, is what he had. He had a girl twice his baby mama age. And she was younger than her, and she was jealous. That's all that was.
No, what the fuck does he do for a living? Why he got to pay $1,000 a week? What does he do?
He was in some kind of construction or something. This was like some years ago, though. He
did he owe some back pay or something? Was that including back pay or just his regular payment?
It was $1,000. No, that was on top of his monthly. $1,000 a week was a purge, and he missed one of them weeks of an arrest order had to be issued. Yeah, he had, whatever he did, he had some bread. And I walked in the middle of that case, and they were talking about, you going to watch out for her, because she's going to come in here, she's going to cuss you out, she's going to do this, she's going to do that. Yeah, I hated that bitch. with her passion, and she knew it. She didn't even want to see me. But yeah,
oh, stupid ass. Ooh, they have no type of we don't have to serve you type policy like the restaurant. Like you start acting stupid, we can kick you out.
Oh man, the closest thing we got is a do not call. Well, we don't. It's certain people we don't answer their phone calls, or they can't come into the office. They get banned from the office. Yeah, we had all kind of threats.
She would have been banned ASAP because I would have been gonna hit her ass in the mouth and lost my job.
I got a question for you. I got a question for your girl from the agency. What about females that make a significantly amount more money than the actual father? Because like I said, I had one of my boys got jammed up with his baby mama. She's making six figures. She's making over $100,000 a year. He was making around 30, and he was still getting stuck with child support. And he had other kids too from another marriage. So. I'm trying to figure out how to do that.
Did he tell? Well, I mean, her percentage will be higher than he is because she make more. But
She's the sole custodial parent.
Yeah, so they would give her credit for the expenses, you know. So, but did he tell his agency about his other cases, the other kids? See, and that's why a lot of men don't do that. I don't know what it is about men.
You know, whoa. Hold on, let me stop you right there. Let me tell you what happened to me. And this is what I forgot about. This was one of my motherfucking major points. How did I forget this all night? Kill yourself, listen. Do you realize these motherfuckers, and I want you to make sure, since I got you on the line, that you can back me up. Do you realize child support don't take into consideration your other child unless you own state child support?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
What the fuck kind of shit is that?
Yep.
I can't show you nothing. I showed these motherfuckers the allotment coming out my check, the goddamn checking account of my goddamn son's mama, showing that this money coming out my check, going off like clockwork, got a signed notary statement by her saying that I do pay this amount of money every month, and they still said it's not court ordered, so it don't fucking matter.
Right.
Yep.
That's what you're talking about. Because they can't get their cut off of it. You feel what I'm saying?
Exactly.
That's where the whole shit is fucked up. Because they can't get their cut. Since I can't possibly get locked up off that shit one day, or they ain't getting their $7 processing fee out that motherfucking shit, it don't motherfucking count. My child don't count. Fuck them motherfuckers. I'm about to ready to end the show on that. They got me hot right now. Don't talk to me about this shit. Ain't about these motherfucking crackers getting some motherfucking money. Okay.
No, but see, this is when you have to go to your son's mom, and I did this for the nigga, my baby daddy who ain't paying right now. He had another case, so he came to me. He was like, "Man, I'm gonna have to pay this bitch." And I said, "Look, we got a child together. Let's do an order right now between me and you. We'll take it down to the court. Won't even get the state involved. You pay me $400 a month. Then that'll cut her shit down to $120." Did that shit for him. Because we was together then, and we had separate addresses. He used that shit, took it to South Carolina. They gave him credit for our order that we privately did, and then he turned around and got his order reduced, and then we fucked around and broke up. Stop paying. No, never paid my ass. After I broke up with him, he was like, "Well, shit, you know what I'm saying? I gotta leave. I'm like, can you watch her or something?" Didn't want to do that. So I'm stuck with the 5 stacks past due, and I helped you, saved you almost $300 a month on your other case in South Carolina, and yeah, so.
But see, that's one of them things where if he didn't want to pay her, why you thought he was going to want to pay you? He just a dog-ass nigga.
He never told her that he didn't want to pay her nothing. He didn't want to pay her that much.
This came out of spite though, because when we were together, he was straight. But when I broke up with him, he was like, "Fuck that! I gotta do it. I gotta find me an apartment."
Okay, I'm addressing what Keisha said. Keisha said, "What made you think that he was going?" No, you can't say that. You listen to what she said.
Why not?
Because she said, Because she said that she did that for him because what the girl was asking was a lot. He was going to get hit up for a lot. He said he didn't want to pay nothing. He wanted to get it reduced. He was like, "Dad, that's a lot. I can understand a nigga not want to pay an astronomical amount of child support."
Man,
that he don't want to do
that
for his child.
$120 He
could
have been paying. It's only reduced.
No, he did pay the $120 That's what she got it dropped to. That's what she said, right?
He went from paying four something to $120
Who the fuck
want to
pay
$400 a month for a damn child? Oh, for real? Man, get
the
fuck out. $400
For real? What? That's a lot of money.
No, but that's a
lot of money.
Price, though, because let me tell you this. Because not only do they take in your regular wages, if you still happen to work overtime, get bonuses, commissions, all that, they taking it. And that's what he was doing. That's exactly, and I looked it up. I said, okay, well, we're going to do this calculator. How much would you pay me if we work together just so it'd be a realistic amount? That shit came up saying $438. I said, okay, well, we're going to do our order for this, and here we go. And he gave it.
Did he visit the child? Did he spend any time with the child, anything? Because, I mean, when you look at it, when you take care of a child 24/7, you got bills, utilities, water, gas. $400 a month is not a ridiculous amount of money to take care of a child, for real. That is not just
let me, okay, let me
that ain't
let
no
me phrase it real quick.
You
know what? Since you said that, let me I gotta talk. I was gonna end that 10 minutes, but goddamn it, you made me goddamn go on for the podcast for the sake of the podcast and for everything else. Listen, everybody.
Man, get the fuck out of here. $400 is not a lot of money.
Let me tell you my point. Let me tell you. First of all, $400 is a lot. Let me tell you something. $400. Let me finish my point. $400 is a lot of money to take care of a child. Now let me tell you this right here. If you live a certain way, you feel what I'm saying? If you live in a certain way, if you got a $1,500 month mortgage, you got a $200,000 motherfucking house, $200,000 goddamn house. You feel what I'm saying? And you live in and you drive a motherfucking year model car or year after model car. Nobody, that does not come, you saying that costs a lot of money because you got these added bills or whatever. That is not a child support. That is not, you don't have to live there. Unless you're making a lot of money.
Do.
Listen,
what
the fuck you do? If you ain't making enough money on your job to fucking afford this shit.
No, listen, Blue, no, because you just described me. That's all my shit. Okay, I got a $200,000 house. I drive a nice truck. I do have to live there. Where the fuck we going to live then? If
you
I
ain't
got to
live there.
No.
If you can't afford it.
You want me to give up my house? You want me to give
I
up my
want
house?
I don't want to give up shit.
Fuck up my credit. You know,
No. Everything is my. You talking about Key. You ain't saying shit about the baby. Let me tell you something, Charlie. Let me tell you, everybody motherfucking listen
to
this goddamn fucking show. How the fuck you live with your motherfucking means? Live within your motherfucking means. If you can't afford that shit,
okay, it is in my means. Okay,
I'm going to
give y'all my situation.
If you can't fucking afford that shit on your own, get the fuck up out of it. My child support should dictate where the fuck you stay.
That don't have nothing to do with even with $500. My daughter, daycare $500 a month.
You know what? And I see both of y'all. But my situation is $400 with my daughter being three.
You know what? First of all, you talking to a father. You talking to a father that's had a child for extended periods of time. You feel what I'm saying? I done been in the house with my child. I know how much money I done seen my child consume. I ain't never seen my child consume $400 worth of goods. If I buy my motherfucking child some school clothes in motherfucking August that lasts him half the motherfucking year, that bill is done. I go take him clothes shopping. He got his school clothes for the year. Bam, that's it. So if I give you $400 a month, you feel what I'm saying? For my child, not the child, you other child, you got my child does not consume $400 worth of anything
but
a month.
Still not, you don't look. You're not looking at the whole picture. You looking at
no,
like,
you what picture am I not looking at?
Expenses.
The
it's
fact that you
want
to live in a house that costs
$200,000
and you have to work to get it. You need to have a job that you can afford a $200,000.
Hold on, Blue. What I think he is trying to say is you got to calculate. you know what I'm saying, your bills that you have to pay. You got to pay water so them kids can take a bath. You got to pay lights so them kids can see how to take a bath. You got to pay, transportation. You got to pay for transportation. You have to pay You feel what I'm saying? I mean, different things calculate into how much it takes to take care of a child. You can say, okay, well, your rent is this much, and your child eats this much, but you don't know the other things that those kids are involved in.
And you need to think about, too, why do they have a time deviation that would cut your child support? They consider that when you don't spend no fucking time with your kids. That's why they take it off when you do. Just like they take it, they subtract it when you do. When you don't spend time, they add it. You got fucking patients don't spend no time with your damn kids. That don't apply to you.
I don't know if that's true.
It didn't apply to him. It is true. I just told you that.
I just looked it up on the internet. Somebody said that I got online and looked it up, and it is true, and I can tell you the statute in a minute. Y'all, hold on. It is very true.
It's in my divorce decree. If you don't spend no time with your child, they add extra money because that is, you can't put a dollar amount on every fucking thing, but guess what? That shit does matter. So you ain't finna sit here and tell me, I don't give a damn. I can afford my shit regardless. I don't get $400 a month, and my shit is still.
That's what I'm saying. But the point is, there's a lot of men who pay that much money, and the women are not. Listen, this is my whole point. My whole point is $400 a month, let's say you get that to a child. You feel what I'm saying? That's a lot of money. All right? A child can provide for a child. You may not be able to live in the kind of house that you want to live in because whatever amount of money that you're making, but the child does not consume more than $400 a month worth of shit. I don't give a fuck.
Depending on their age and what they do.
We're talking about grade school kids. Grade school kids. No, the fuck they don't. No, they don't. I've been in the house raising grade school kids. You're not telling me nothing. I don't know. I ain't talking like I don't know.
You were spending time. You spent time.
I don't care about what kind of time I'm spending. I'm talking about living in a house with kids, okay? When I was with my ex, we was in a house with three kids. I looked at how much a child consumes in that month. How much
not mad if they charge your punk ass for not spending time with your fucking kids. Pay. Shut the fuck up and pay, or even spend some time with your damn kids. That's the way I see that part.
The child support is fucked up,
but the thing is, if you can't even spend some time with your damn kids, yo, what the fuck? Nigga, okay, pay. I don't feel sorry for your ass. You should want to spend time with your fucking kids. And you
have
$400.
That has nothing to do with my point. That has nothing to do with my point whatsoever.
It has everything to do with my point. If you ain't spending no time with your child, you got to pay more money because you don't pay, nigga.
I know niggas who spend time with their kids. Ask them how much you pay. Ask them how much you pay.
Go put in for a time deviation. You need to fucking read then.
Sometimes it ain't even worth it. If me taking him to court to get more money gonna make him spend time with my kid, I'd rather say fuck them both and raise my own. Why exactly? I wouldn't want no nigga to be around my kid if he only wanna spend time with him because he's playing with him, paying for him. You know,
that's why I just have a new answer. You know what I'm saying? You just take care of your business. You keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? Do what you got to do and you keep it moving.
That's why I did with my oldest daughter. I was like, I ain't finna be chasing this nigga. You don't want to be here. Don't do it. But hell, like I said, if, like with Randy Blue, if he's spending time with his kids, he need to, that, niggas need to learn some shit sometimes.
That dude gets took to the cleaners by the system.
He gets took to the cleaners by the system. All he needs to do is say, look, I spend such and such amount of time with my child. They would decrease that damn child support. Quit just doing shit because they said so.
Niggas, period, don't handle their business. They don't at all.
Okay, well, y'all saying that the time deviation thing, you know what I'm saying? It's not saying in here in these statutes that I'm looking at this before me right now that they have to. It's that the court shall. That's up to the discretion of the judge. You understand what I'm saying? It's not saying that, okay, because you spend so much amount of time with your child, this. It's saying that the court shall, and a shall is underlined and in bold letters, which says, you know what I'm saying, it's up to the judge.
If they fucking
court.
Want to, you know what I'm saying?
That
goes back to the point that I made when I first called in. If y'all got some child support issues, don't call with attitudes. Don't call already hostile. You just be like, look, this is my situation. What you got for me? What can you help me out with? And a bitch like me, if you got a bitch like me on the phone, you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, A, B, C, D, and E, this is what you got to do. And that goes
what's
not only
extension?
For the men, but the females too. Huh?
What's your extension down there?
We don't got any extensions. You just call in the 800 number and, you know.
I need somebody. I need to sleep to that girl that was on that K100 because she was a real shit.
I'm okay 100, so if you have any questions, just let me know or whatever. But that's one thing that I've learned. Like Blue said, you get more flies with honey than kids. It's a bunch of females down there that's used to the hostility with females and niggas. They used to that shit, so they expecting it. So if you ever walked in a child support agency and the bitch already got her nose turned up, more than likely we done already got cussed out, you know what I'm saying, threatened, whatever, yeah. So you can walk in not knowing shit, but if you call and say, hey, how you doing? I'm just calling to check on my case. Well, he ain't paid. You know what I'm saying? What's my option? You know, and that's all you got to do, and they'll tell you. You know what I'm saying? This is what you got
to
do.
It's a way to do everything.
I don't know why we need to catch y'all in the morning before the rest of them off. We need to catch y'all in the morning for everybody else to piss y'all off.
I mean, it's not fair, and I've done it. I got called a stupid bitch several times in one conversation because I tried to tell this heifer she wasn't getting his tax refund on a Sunday. I'm like, we don't practice on the weekends. You can get it on Monday. You
That's
stupid bitch.
Hole.
You don't know what you're talking about. Oh, hello? And I hung up. You wait for your money then. How about that? So, it's there. A lot of information is there. All you got to do is just ask.
But see, a lot of people, they so busy getting frustrated that they don't take the time. You don't get anything accomplished. You're going up, like you said, being angry and frustrated because you can't think straight. Going there like you got some faith and sense and learn your options. People don't ever try to figure out a different way to do things. It's like, I'm mad and that's all I see. You can't do shit when you're angry.
You get more accomplished when you got a smile on your face than when you go in there all grumpy and shit. You know what I'm saying?
You get mad and just start acting all stupid and wonder why they treat us a certain way.
Even if your smile is fake, go in there with your fake ass smile and act like you happy.
Get done what you
handle your business and then cuss the ass out when you're in the parking lot. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Whatever.
Play the part. Play the part.
You learn a lot of information that way, and you know.
I don't know.
Is what it is. It's a fucked up system.
That's
all I wanted to prove with the. All I wanted to prove with tonight's show is, and it got backed up by the agency itself. Is once again, ladies and gentlemen, child support the broken fucking system. And I'm getting ready to end it on that note. Thanks everybody for hanging around for K1's Internet Radio. I got to get up out of here. All right.
Bye.
Bye.